and so on?
Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life. And it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Filmmaker, author, economist, successful businessman, George Humphrey, joining us for an hour and a half at the last hour and a half of this transmission today. It is Thursday, already the second day of April 2009. We have 4 hours laying out before us, and yes, I am going to have wide open phones all the way through the full 4 hours today, including when George Humphrey is in studio with us. The toll-free number to join us on any news item, any issue. I love the different directions that listeners take us in. The number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Every week or so, I will type the term New World Order into a search engine, and hundreds of mainstream news articles will pop up from CNN, the New York Times, you name it, saying, yes, there's a new world order. Yes, it's world government run by private banks, but this will save you. These are the good guys. They know how to fix the crisis, which they have engineered. And here's CNN last night. Analyst, crisis may lead to new world order. Here's another one out of the New York Times yesterday. A world in need of a new world order. And this is just Googling it last night. I haven't done it yet this morning. There's probably 30, 40 today. When I say hundreds a week, I'm not exaggerating. And it's the same thing. Oh, yes, we need this new global government. It will save us. And everyone's so thankful now of CNN and Fox. They're admitting it's a world government run by bankers, and Fox is even criticizing it. Oh, we've been endorsed by Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all these other people, they're coming out admitting it's true. Oh, we can talk about it now. They say it's okay. They weren't stupid. They knew world government was being set up in the last 20 years. They knew it was all being developed. They're having to now try to keep some of their credibility by admitting it. I want apologies from all of these people, but you're not going to get that. In fact, if you listen to Sean Hannity, I'm going to play the clip again today because it's so important. He's on there with Dick Morris. It's like, well, these people are crazy, but they were right. They're crazy because they know how to read Council on Foreign Relations documents. They're crazy because they read UN documents. They're crazy because they read State Department documents. They're crazy because they read Club of Rome documents. They're crazy because they read declassified Pentagon documents. They're crazy because they read Army War College documents where they teach all the Army captains in black ops, special ops, and intelligence, how to stage terror attacks. And every Army captain out there listening, who's been an Army captain in the last 8 years, knows you were issued those manuals, and you know you're taught how to stage terror attacks. And we will talk about it, and we will link to the Army manual, and we will discuss it. So, you know, being called almost 8 years ago, a kook before 9/11 even happened, saying they were going to blow up the World Trade Centers. Look, I'm only stating the evidence, the facts, and now Michael Savage can come out and say the government's going to stage a big terror attack in the U.S. to bring in martial law. Now, the good news is the fact that we laid the groundwork, the fact that we told people what was going to happen before it happened, the fact that we've been right on every major issue. Now people are listening to us about what we're telling them is coming next, and they're actually looking at our evidence. And I'm going to tell you right now, it hit me like a ton of bricks last night. They are going to stage terror attacks in this country. They are going to do it, and I'll tell you why when we get back. So you get ready, folks. And they are going to try to bring in hard martial law. They're going to try to arrest me and a lot of other people. It's a guarantee they're going to move with physical force against the American people unless we bust our butts to expose the terrorist program now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know that the private banking group that has hijacked this nation and almost every other country in the world is going to stage huge terror attacks on a planetary scale in Europe, in the Middle East, in Israel, in the United States, in North America, in Asia. When enough pieces of information converge together, understanding the enemy's past, human history, their operations, their goals, the pathology they follow of problem, reaction, solution, create the crisis, hype up fear, The public says, what are they going to do about it? And they say, okay, we have a solution, which is more power, more control for the elite, more tyranny. And it's very simple. The New World Order, I've analyzed it from every angle. I've analyzed every facet of it. They are not going to be able to get away with getting the New World Order off the ground. There is no way that they are going to be able to set up this open world government, openly ruled by a private banking cartel that taxes and regulates every facet of our lives without staging terror or a huge war. Period. And again, thousands of pieces of data and research go into. People ask me, well, how do you know this? How do you understand this? You just have to have your head in the game 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day studying the enemy to be able to understand the basics. Or many of you that have been listening to this show for many years, or who have worked in government, or who are historians in your own right, who have been doing some of the same research, you understand why. And, you know, I can oversimplify all of it, but there's just so many nuances that add into the total. But it's very simple. The globalist, even with the most ignorant, dumbed down, unfocused people, you know, that are watching American Idol, the globalists know that the people are aware of the fact that it's the private banks and the private banking cartels that have engineered the economic crises. They know that. They understand that. And so how are they going to pose as our saviors and set up this open world government system and get the people to go along with it? You see, one crisis won't work. They can't just engineer the financial collapse and then honcho the whole thing, and as things get worse and worse, because that's their plan, their stated plan, have the public go along with it. They can get the power. They've got the power. But how are they going to sell the public on doing it? Well, they're going to let the economy get worse and worse and worse, and then every month say, give us even more power and we can fix it. And the public says, no, you're criminals. And they say, okay, the economy just got worse. 700 and something thousand people lost their job in March. And then, oh, we know what's good for you. Even though in the polls, 98% of you don't want this, we're going to go ahead and do it. And then things get worse. But you have to understand, from their perspective, things are getting better. Consolidation of power, vertical integration of wealth, surveillance and control of society. And the New World Order, again, has written hundreds of books and white papers bragging. The head of the CFR in 92 for the Club of Rome, as one of their officers, writes, as one of their corporate officers, you know, writes a huge white paper republished last year by the Council on Foreign Relations stating, we use staged fake terror as one of the pincers to enslave the public and bring in world government, and we use phony environmentalism and carbon tax as the other pincer. A pincer. You know those big beetles? The pincer beetle has the big jaws. It goes and grabs a bug it's going to eat. That's what a pincer attack is. It's where they grab you. You know, if you run up and grab somebody with both your arms and tackle them, you know, roll them up in a tackle and slam them down on the ground, that's a pincer attack. So they got the phony war on terror as one arm, and they got their phony environmental land grabbing and the rest of it as the other. And you bring those two things together, you've got total control over society. And they're brainwashing the children to spy on their parents and brainwashing the children that taking a shower is bad or taking a bath is bad. I mean, it's in the New York Times where it shows kids bossing their parents around and the parents are saying, thank God my kids boss me around. Oh, they're so environmentally sensitive. No, that's just a way to get you to acquiesce to having your kids being little secret police thugs right out of the Soviet Union or in fiction land, 1984. But let me just try to simplify it. And it's not that the general audience doesn't get it or that most of the audience is smarter than I am, because that's a fact. It's that there's a lot of new listeners every single day, a lot of new stations carrying the show, and I want this message to get through them loud and clear. The globalist, the private banking cartels that own Europe and the United States and dominate most of the planet outside of the West are stalling. They're in the mud up to their axles. Europe is in rebellion. The original 15 members of the European Union all want out. The few countries where they've somehow gotten a vote, it's been widely rejected. France and most recently Ireland and a few other nations. When they had a 50th anniversary for the Euro March, I keep talking about this because it's so key. I watched it on foreign television on satellite. Literally no one came out for EU-funded multi-million dollar parades in every capital. It was the jugglers and the floats and the ballerinas and the and then police lining cordons, and no one was there. No one. Now, how are you going to sell a system where everybody hates it, nobody likes it, you're not allowed to vote, you're not allowed to have your sovereignty? How are you going to get away with that? How are you going to get away with the North American Union? You know, again, they claim they founded the European Union 9 years ago. That was the public launch of it, but they had the 50th anniversary 2 years ago, from 57 to 2007. The European Union was set up, the treaties were signed, the agreements were done in 1957, the Treaty of Rome. You can go read the 1,000-page thing if you want. Think about that. It's the same thing. We've been in the North American Union since, what, March 24th, 25th, when they signed it at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. Vicente Fox and Paul Martin and George W. Bush. We even got the agreements, got the documents. And the first thing it says is, keep it secret from the public. I mean, these are treasonous traitors destroying our country, ending it. We are in the North American Union. And I've got to watch jackasses on CNN and Fox tell me I'm a kook and I'm making it up when I have the official stamped release through FOIA lawsuits documents. And I said I'd simplify it. I want to go to your calls and cover a ton of important news. It's just, that's only one facet of it. How are they going to force everybody into this when they don't want it? How are they going to force an attack on Iran when nobody wants it? How are the New World Order criminals going to get the American people to go along with basically having their taxes massively increased at every level via the income tax, only one area, with the public gutting of the Internal Revenue Code and all of the write-offs, education, housing, capital improvements? I mean, it's all over. If he's able to do this. The OECD, who's running the G20 meeting right now, that's the big corporation that set up the bankruptcy of Europe after World War II. You know it as the Marshall Plan, but it's really the OECD, private corporation, a receivership arm, is saying the U.S. and Europe is going into receivership to the very bankers that we're bailing out, because you're not bailing them out. They shut off the currency. They shut off the credit. Everything shuts down. And they say, okay, give us $12.8 trillion of U.S. money alone. It's over $10 trillion in Europe and the rest of the world, all the money they've given. So that's 20-something trillion right now. And that's in 6 months. Bloomberg yesterday, $12.8 trillion, $200 billion short of the gross domestic product of the United States. I mean, they are going for broke. They are bankrupting and looting everything. And they know they're going for broke. They know it's unpopular what they're doing. They know it's criminal what they're doing. They know it is the biggest heist in human history. And that's why you got NORTHCOM standing by with the troops. That's why they're openly announcing martial law is a good thing on the news everywhere and pushing it in movies and sitcoms and dramas and fiction and nonfiction. That's why they're militarizing police. That's why they're increasing the number of police every year by hundreds of thousands and millions total in the last decade. That's why all this is happening. They're building more prisons. Because they are conquering this country. And when the bankers conquered the former Tsarist Russia with their hired thugs, the Bolsheviks, openly funded by the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve, publicly, that's mainline history, they killed 40-something million people just during the takeover. So let me explain something to you, folks. They are going for broke. Point of no return. They've dropped the hammer. Okay? There's no going back in this. The fight is on. And I just want that to be clear for everybody out there. They are going all out 110% against humanity. It is worse than I can even articulate or explain here on air. So when we get back, I'm going to break down why they have to stage a terror attack and or a giant war. Now, they could wild card a bio attack in there and claim it was naturally occurring. They'll probably blame it on some guy with a beard in a cave somewhere. So we're going to break down the future. I'm projecting the lines into the future. We will tell you what's coming when we get back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Nazareth they came.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war. And liberty for their descendants.
I'm going to get Steve Voss on this show. What an amazing artist. Thanks to the Renegades.
We're free today. Thanks to the Renegades.
We're free today. Thank God. If it wasn't for all those fighting tyranny, Lord knows where. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Now, your calls are coming up. We got Brendan in New Jersey saying troops outside Burger King. Now, they're just making their presence known everywhere. DWI, checkpoints, mass shootings, everything just to condition you. That's coming up in your calls. A ton of important news today. Look, it's very simple. Everything the globalist is doing is unpopular. It's designed to implode the economy, to make you dependent on the system, so they can then force one-child policies on you, constrict the economy because we're, quote, producing too much. This is what the Club of Rome, UN, all of them have bragged about for years, how they would engineer this crisis to bankrupt the middle class so no one can resist the elite. They use poverty as a tool of control. And then every time you try to resist or protest, they hire provocateurs. Again, that's a form of staged terror to demonize the rest of the peaceful protesters. So the peaceful protesters' message doesn't get out on the media. All that you hear about is a few punks protected bashing out windows. Another form of problem, reaction, solution. Or give up your property or the earth will die. Or let us tax your factory or business or the earth will die. It's the same story. Bad things are going to happen if you don't do what we say. But on every front, the globalists are unpopular. On every front, they're being unmasked and exposed. And every time in history when they get cornered and their agenda gets slowed, and at every point when they're trying to make a big change, they bring in crises. They engineered World War I. They engineered World War II on record to set up the League of Nations and the UN. The Rand Corporation and others last year said they want a war on the order of World War III to bring in the New World Order. And if they attack Iran, Israel or NATO or anybody else, the United States launches an attack, it will widen at least into a theater war with surrounding nations, and they will use that crisis to say, look, we've got to make all these changes because we're at war. They could release a bioweapon, bird flu, anything else. We know that they have a history of that. We know they've been preparing for that. They could shut down the internet and claim that China did it. And it's now come out that the feds and NSA are taking over the entire internet infrastructure, including private hub companies. That's in the Washington Post. Their cybersecurity head 2 weeks ago quit, saying this is a threat to freedom. This is a military takeover of America, and he quit. We're trying to get him on the show, by the way. So they are going to go after the internet with a false flag attack, claiming foreign enemies did it to shut it down in the name of protecting what's left of it. That's clear. Bioweapons releases. Terror attacks, they could go for something as big as a low-yield nuclear weapon in a major U.S. or European city. I'm telling you, that's what they've really been priming the subconscious for and programming people in the media, so that's one of the major threats. I would say Chicago, San Francisco, points like that are big targets. New York, Dallas, Cleveland, Denver. Because the globalists even write white papers listing the targets they think, quote, Al-Qaeda is going to hit, and that means the targets they're really going to hit. Then if any of their operatives get caught staging the attack, they'll say, oh, part of a drill. Here, it's official drill. See? Well, they always run a drill at the exact same time, exact same place, with the exact same action, and then even comes out later because in case people in intelligence who are good in the government leak it, they say, well, of course, we already released the fact we were having a drill. That's why they always say, oh, guess what? We were running drills of hijacked jets flying in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time, exact same targets. Who'd have thunk it? Oh, we were doing a drill in England on 7-7 of the exact same trains. Exact same bus being bombed at the exact same time, exact same location. Who would have thought it? And I'm telling you right now that there is no way, because the economic crises they've engineered is to get control of the financial system and bankrupt everybody. But then they have to have the political cover to get away with that. Because it's clearly the banks that engineered the crisis who are now getting all the power out of it. So how are they going to get the public to stand out? How will they get the military and the police to move against the public when they order them to do so? Well, that means terror attack, or war, or both, or bioweapon attack, or all three, and cyber attack, all four at once. I'm telling you, this is their attack profile. Prepare yourselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the Storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to go write your calls here in a moment. Then I'm going to get back into the stage terror attacks that are coming. It's very simple. If we expose government-sponsored terrorism and say we're aware that you've done the other attacks or financed other attacks or financed provocateur attacks, there's different types, and that you get power and control out of this, we're aware that you engineered the economic collapse, you're all criminals and should be arrested. We're aware you're getting ready to try to launch World War III with Iran. We're aware that you need these crises to bring in world government by exposing the fact that we've got these big pharmaceutical companies doing vaccine trials, killing homeless, London Telegraph, Associated Press, that you're trying to mix weaponized bird flu with regular vaccines. Everything we're doing here preemptively, to use the analogy, inoculates the public mind. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. To be aware of this so they can't get away with it. But, I mean, they are reckless. They are wild. They are bold. They're not going to get away with what they're doing unless they stage terror attacks, and then that's not going to work either. So we're between a rock and a hard place, and so are the elite. This is a very, very serious time. Coming up, I'm going to go through all this news. Tax dodgers multiplies underground economy, cushions job cuts. We knew that would happen. Tea parties are spreading all across the nation. Analyst, crisis may lead to new world order. CNN, here's another one, New York Times, a world in need of a new order. G20 summit, Europeans demand, threatens to wreck deal. And what do they want? A global government with total regulatory power. That's the real action that's happening, not of $500 billion going to be served out to the central banks. It's got a trillion more last week. Also, Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. Rules for private networks also apply. But then, I go back to 2 weeks ago, UPI and Associated Press, U.S. cybersecurity had quit, citing growing role of spy agencies, threat to U.S. democracy. So we're going to break down that. Also, Geithner on ousting CEOs, reviving economy. He told CBS News that, oh, yeah, they're going to seize other corporations, other banks, not just fire the head of GM. I mean, this is total takeover. So they're telling the corporate world, you do whatever we say. You go under our control. This is what happens when the IMF and World Bank take over a third world or second world or old world nation. They first give loans to the country. They tell them in the agreements, you're not supposed to pay this back. You're going to pay 25% interest compounded. Then once the interest runs up to where it can't be paid back, the country's imploded. And then they sign another IMF World Bank deal to allow all their natural resources, their companies, everything to be taken over through the executive of that nation, generally a dictatorship. Same thing here. So a select inner group of banks are ruling the United States, grabbing and strip mining and looting and engaging in corporate takeovers and then slicing these countries up and these companies up and selling them for pennies on the dollar to their buddies. Oh, boy, this is amazing. So we're going to play that clip and get into that. That's just some of what I've got here in front of us. But right now, let's go to your calls. Brendan in New Jersey, since he's been on hold for 20 minutes, the troops have left, but he said troops outside Burger King. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Pretty good.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to call in. I feel like you saying that I feel so acclimated because just a few years ago, the situation that I encountered today would have caused, in my mind, a huge reaction today. It was all, yeah, there are troops on the streets. I was driving just to go return a cable box, and I saw some troops just right outside Burger King. They were walking around, taking pictures with a bunch of little children. Really, it seemed like they were doing their best to put themselves out there and engage in interaction with the public. So I circled them for a while. I filmed them. Then I went over to them, and I'm a writer for a school newspaper, so I was going to try and just get them to give me whatever information they could. And I told them hi, introduced myself, and that I had heard that the Army was doing a lot of outreach programs lately with the public, and that my school, Rutgers, was very much interested in doing the same thing. So I was wondering if I could interview them to do a story. It seemed like a great opportunity. And as soon as I introduced myself, he really pulled back and seemed a bit reticent to talk. But when I explained that I sort of was on their side, they seemed to get a little bit more friendly. Anyway, though, they told me that they were just passing through to take one of their companies from one fort to another, but they were there for quite some time, you know, like hour and 45 minutes.
Well, they've announced from California to New York that they're, quote, going to have martial law in different cities, with the Army running things, and they just announce it in Schenectady and other places like it's no big deal. And these are all key mayors with Obama who are doing this, just acclimating, and again, at drunk driving checkpoints. Oh, the Marines, the Army are here. Oh, at car wrecks. Oh, the helicopter landed. They're here to help. What's wrong with the Army helping at car wrecks? But the Pentagon admits, for those that just tuned in, Army War College, Army Times, they're 20,000 regular troops to engage the American people in combat operations. It is official. Again, you have a shooting, they pop up. This has been done covertly. See, this could all sound reasonable. People could rationalize it. I've interviewed Marine Corps captains who were covertly doing gun confiscations with police in Norfolk, Virginia in the late 80s, 87. So we understand this is a large covert operation. Go ahead.
And it's only accelerating, too. That's the thing that I've noticed. I used to hear, you know, a few years ago, every once in a while there would be some troops somewhere and they were operating in a very limited capacity. And nowadays, every other day, you just hear about, troops everywhere, all the time. And basically, I've just doing my part. I'm a writer for a school newspaper, The Targum, and I've just been writing a column every other week trying to alert people to these, I call the column an inconvenient truth, a play on Al Gore's movie, to these real inconvenient truths, the things we actually need to be paying attention to. So I've been listening to you for quite some time.
Tell us tell us the name of the paper and how people read your column.
Okay, the paper is the Daily Targum. It's the second oldest college newspaper in the country. It's won several awards. The column is called An Inconvenient Truth, just like the name of Al Gore's movie, and it basically discusses the New World Order, all of their plans, talks about TARP and its infiltration of the pluralism through elite power models and so on. You can Google it. Just type in T-A-R-G-U-M and then my name, Brendan Kaplan, and it's B-R-E-N-D-A-N, Kaplan like the SAT
company. Brendan, that's how we're going to defeat the globalists, is millions of people like you out there with school newspapers, local papers, letters to the editor, Access TV, calls to talk radio, a neighborhood newsletter, micro FMs, micro AMs. That's how we're going to do it. Good to hear from you. And again, we're not against the individual troops or military. Remember, I'm the crazy guy who would run into military checkpoints on the highways and fly to urban warfare drills. You know, it's crazy to do that. And show the troops training to take your guns. They've been given questionnaires. Will they fire on U.S. citizens? That's been in the mainstream news. This is creeping death. This is how nations fall. The United States cannot fall from without. It can only fall from within. And almost every other nation in history falls from within with corrupt elites using the military and police to slowly crack down and then set up a police state, and then they rob the middle class. But they fooled with the media, the middle class, to feel like they're part of the establishment, and they're part of the system, and they roll all this out with good-sounding, you know, reasons to acclimate you. But it's all so they can get your pension funds and then tell you one-child policies and force inoculations on you with cancer viruses. Just a fact, because the globalists are eugenicists. On a separate issue, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, I have talked to multiple Hollywood people, and I also know people who worked at PETA for short periods of time and then found out how crazy it was. And I remember 10 years ago on air laying this out from inside sources, and people couldn't believe me, but then it's come out in the last 3 years on mainstream news. PETA, at its locations everywhere, orders its employees and volunteers to go adopt animals and then even do it with fake names to get more. And then with pleasure, it's like a ritual, they euthanize them. People thought I was crazy when I talked about that. Now it's mainstream news everywhere. It is a eugenics death cult. They believe in human extinctionism. They're really the public front of the Animal Liberation Front. And the Center for Consumer Research has now done a big report on it. 95% of the animals, this is up on Infowars.com, that they adopt, they secretly kill. And I've talked to people that work there. One person who got into a high level of it very quickly in administration, and behind closed doors, it's really just mental illness. Gobbling hamburgers, beefsteaks, laughing, giggling. Well, it's kind of like you always hear about the anti-child molestation groups. Always, you know, just over and over again, the director, it turns out, is a child molester. You know, it's kind of like that movie Dragnet, where the preacher that's fighting paganism is the pagan leader. That's exactly how this stuff works. Just like the Christian conservative leaders who were so against the, you know, the homosexuals. Meanwhile, it's homosexual orgies with the world leaders, the conservatives at Bohemian Grove. I mean, how many congressmen have you heard about? How many of these Homeland Security state directors have you heard doing this? I mean, the Texas Youth Commission, he goes on and on. You've had all these congressmen who are, you know, leading the groups against child abuse and child sexual abuse, and it turns out, you know, they're sending texts to their pages. This is how they operate. It's a bunch of perverts. And they don't like people that just want to live their lives and like a good barbecue sandwich and fishing or something. They think we're idiots. We're weirdos, you know. I'm a weirdo because I like a, you know, full-grown, good-looking woman like my wife. You know, I like the full normal deal. That's what I like. I'm a weirdo, folks. I just enjoy life. And see, that's what these weirdos do. They get control of society. Cults are always run by psychopaths and weirdos and perverts. And that's all the New World Order is a banking cult, a bunch of sick control freaks. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just, listen to this. PETA kills animals, and the news is spreading like wildfire. Last week, we published new government records showing that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, by the way, they believe all dogs, cats, all, that you shouldn't be allowed to own a animal, and that they're really invasive species. Dogs have been engineered by humans. Cats have been bred. They all must die. That's the internal view. Last week, we published new government records showing the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA operates a dog and cat slaughterhouse in Norfolk, Virginia headquarters, and the news started spreading fast. In the last 24 hours, hundreds of thousands of blogs and newspaper readers have been briefed on PETA's long-standing animal death program. Discussion forums are now teeming with angry pet lovers who want to see PETA pay the price for its unrepentant hypocrisy. In case you missed last week's announcement, here's a breakdown of the latest statistics from the Daily Mail in London. Since 98, more than 20,000 pets handed to PETA have been put down. In 2008, official figures show that the charity put down 2,124 animals that had been given to them. Figures of, remember they caught one guy throwing hundreds of animals in a dumpster? This was like 2 years ago. Figures obtained by Virginia Department of Agriculture reveal that last year PETA killed 5 pets a day. That's just at one office. The charity, which collects over 25 million pounds, that's 50 million bucks, in donations, does not run an adoption shelter. Amazing. But as the most high-profile animal welfare agency in the U.S., many people take unwanted cats and dogs to their main offices in Norfolk, Virginia. And let me tell you, they get off on it. They pressure their employees to go adopt animals, and they take them in the back and just inject them and get a weird look on their face. I mean, these are some sick freaks, folks. And see, Peter Singer, the big professor's like their dean or whatever, and he writes books saying old people are worthless, retarded children are like dumb mackerel. Adults should be able to kill their babies up to 1 year. In fact, I didn't cover it last week. Just Google Obama administration official says you should be able to kill babies. Pull that up. She says, oh, it should be legal until a year to kill them. See, that's how crazy this is. I don't even cover it. Yesterday, I mentioned all these BBC articles and other things where they say we need to kill half the population of England to 30 million. We need to reduce the U.S. population, Obama's head lady. I mean, I can't even cover it all. These people are eugenicists. The Nazis got their system from England and the U.S. Do you understand? That's why they're putting fluoride in your water and cancer viruses in your vaccines. And I'm sorry, that's scary. But until we grow up and admit how hardcore these criminals are, things are only going to get worse around here. When they get their world government in place, and they think they've got enough cops and military in place that are brainwashed to follow what they give them orders to do, they're going to set off a bunch of terror attacks, and the cops are going to follow the orders, and it's going to lead to death camps real fast. The time for living in denial is over. All right, let's go to calls. Tom in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. Thanks again for everything that you do. You spread a lot of very good information.
Well, please don't thank me. I have no future if I don't fight these people. I want everybody to understand that. We are basically slaves at best, dead at worst, in a ditch with somebody shooting us in the back of the head if we don't beat this. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I worked at a big manufacturing printing company for a long time, actually a little over a year, which is a long time for me. But, you know, I would tell people, as I was just discovering this information, I would try and basically warn them that this was coming, that I was basically predicting to them that this economic collapse was coming, and none of them wanted to believe it, and they all wanted to live in denial and basically act like they didn't care. And you know, and in the other situations that I've been into, I've had one person tell me that the meek will inherit the world, and the thing that I keep going to is, if the meek are in delusion, they're not going to inherit nothing. They're going to get dead real quick. And you know, I just want you to speak to where you actually see this going. I know the New World Order is going to fail, but it's only going to fail if the people are willing to actually reject the systems of control.
Listen, it's going to fail because people are going to deny, and then as they get enslaved and as things get worse and worse, they're going to be forced to resist, and the elite always kill each other. So it will collapse through that.
So you think that the elite are basically going to cannibalize the top of the pyramid and the
systems of control? Let me explain something. The elite hate to see a good-looking, healthy, clean-cut family. They hate seeing you healthy. They get off on you getting cancer. They get off on you getting horrible degenerative diseases from all the crap they put in the food and water. They brag about it. They revel. They enjoy the joy of evil. They just revel, sir. To them, dead children in cages is beautiful. To them, dead maggot covered. Have you seen what the most popular art is fetching in every auction the most money now?
I've heard you talk about it.
I mean, these people are literal demons from the crack of hell. Stay there. We'll come back to you and many others. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. The renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Since the prehistoric ages.
All right, let's go back to, I gotta hurry. I said I'd take a lot of calls, man. I am going to. Just there's so much information I want to get out there to people. We're in deep trouble, folks, but not if we fight back. Take these little slime bag criminals and put them in the prison where they deserve to be. But you got to get your guts back. You got to get your fury back. Let's go ahead and go back to Tom. Finish up, Tom.
Well, I think you made a really good point about the illegal aliens earlier in the show about how that they are truly free. In the sense that, you know, they have solid family structures and they're rejecting these mechanisms of control that the American people, the citizens of the United States of America openly accept and cow to and bow to.
And that's why the police just leave them alone. An example, again, an illegal alien in a Winnebago without driver's license or insurance, they let him go 98% of the time, that's admitted. But a citizen, they seize it and auction it and love it because they know the citizens have been trained to be domesticated animals.
And you know, like, I guess what I'm trying to get at in calling today is I would really like you to comment on how deep into this do you think that we are going to go in terms of the suffering, in terms of the people being deprived.
Thomas Jefferson said, tyrants will take you as far as you let them. They will go all the way to hell. I mean, they will take you just to levels unimaginable, Tom. Thanks for the call. Fabian in Canada. You're on the air, Fabian.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I got a question about the comprehensive annual financial reports in Canada.
Yes.
Do you know anything about them?
Well, when we started exposing them with Walter Burian and others in the late 90s, every county, every city, every state in Western Europe, the United States, Canada, England, Australia, water districts, school districts, you name it, tens of thousands of governmental systems and quasi-governmental systems were publicly issuing them on the Internet and putting on hard copies for anybody that requested them. And the state of Texas had close to $1 trillion extra cash, separate off books and investments. The pension funds through government had it. And that's what they've stolen with the derivatives. They weren't about to let the people ever actually get that. And so, yes, it's the double set of books. You just have to Google the name of your town or city and comprehensive annual financial report. And you will be reading it.
I've got the ones, more recent ones from Alberta and Canada.
Yeah, they began excising them by 2000, though, not putting as much meat in there. But, yes.
Okay, because I can't find anything back behind 98 to actually see those numbers like you guys talk about on the Walter Burian and stuff.
Well, I mean, if you see my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed,
yeah, I have. Yeah.
You know, we show you the official state of Texas and the official city of Manhattan, New York State, small school districts where you might have 500 students. Total, you know, we'll have $35 million extra cream money that's totally off budget. See, they distract you with the discussion of budget, while over here you have the real set of books called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. And the mafia invented this in the 30s in Chicago when they took over the city completely, a double set of books. And then the Pentagon adopted it in 50, and then it went worldwide then. It's called the Chicago 1313 model.
I was also hoping to talk about Jay Ingram for a second.
Jay Ingram, who's that?
He's on the Daily Planet. He's a big purporter of global warming.
Well, is he saying we have to give up all of our freedoms or we're dead or something?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, he's all for the overpopulation, eugenics, and...
All right, stay there. I'm going to come back in 70 seconds, let you finish up real quick, and then we'll get to Joshua, Brian, Fred, Will, and many others.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number to join us. Wide open phones throughout the show today. Tons of vital news and information. George Humphrey in studio coming up in about an hour and a half. We'll have open phones then as well. All right, finishing up, Fabian in Canada. Yeah, there's all these big newspapers and publications. I don't know about the particular publication that you're talking about, but it's all over the news. World leaders saying we've got to cut our populations by 50%. That's what they tell the public. And we've got to have a one-child policy, a tax on children. That's why they want to destroy the economy so you can't afford to have children. The phony feminism was about getting women out of the house so the state would raise the children so they could tax the man and the woman. That's in their own documents. Gloria Steinem was a CIA officer. She wrote about that in two books. Funded Miss Magazine to destroy the family. So you can all just be homeless and nobody cares about you. Nobody can defend you. The world's a dangerous place. The veneer of civilization is paper thin. And the family is the greatest defense against that. So they've done a good job of annihilating it. Fabian, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, I just asked him two questions at a little talk he had in Calgary. And one of them was, isn't the Earth CO2 impoverished? And he answered back with, well, wasn't it warmer back then, you know, when CO2 was higher? And then my other question was, doesn't CO2 come after temperature? And he's like, he uses the basic rebuttal to any CO2 argument. Well, the instruments weren't good enough or something.
Yeah, so. Well, this is why, and I appreciate your call, they want to restrict scientific inquiry they don't control. That's why they're trying to ban denying that there is global warming and climate change and that it's deadly. They want to ban that because they can't allow other scientific institutions to prove it's a fraud. You know, NASA's own scans of the sun. We don't have to believe NASA. We have all these other universities and governments looking at it. The sun goes through a 12-year cycle. And it was one of the hottest, you know, highest levels of radiation ever recorded coming off the sun, the different wavelengths ever recorded in over 300 years. The sun's one of the most recorded, you know, things out there. It's important. Now, it's entered the coolest cycle ever before recorded, but it's set to now go back up in the cycle and peak in 2012. Isn't that interesting? And I have the big NASA report on that when we're live at prisonplanet.tv later. I'm going to put these articles up on screen and show you the different graphs. And that's why when the sun went into the hottest cycle ever recorded, the ice moons of Jupiter and Saturn became liquid. They were liquid methane and other things. Now they're frozen again. The ice caps of Mars were receding at several miles a year. They're now exploding in size because of the fact that the sun has now cooled. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. Joshua, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, how you doing, my friend?
Good.
I just want to give you and your listeners a quick update on the growing resistance here in the state of Florida. I spoke to you last week about what we're doing, and I tell you, it is just growing and growing and growing. Two things specifically I want to discuss. We do have a 10th Amendment resolution introduced And I encourage all your listeners who are Florida residents to visit, write this down, please, www.billofrightsbay.org. You can download the PDF and just print it directly off and send that to your state legislature and get that ball rolling. Secondly, we're currently organizing for a big end of Fed protest at the Jacksonville and the Miami Federal Reserve branches on the 25th of this month. It's a nationwide protest. I encourage everyone again, please come to our website, www.meetup.com/Orlando911Truth.
And there are Glenn Beck 912 meetings where he's trying to take over our movement. We need to take over his movement. The 15th, there's tea parties everywhere. There is massive resistance forming everywhere. The will to resist is exploding. The media is trying to ignore it, but that doesn't matter. It's a dying dinosaur. Good to hear from you, Joshua. We got to jump. Brian, Fred, Will, our team, and many others. Your call straight ahead. I'm going to phone blitz when we get back on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
As we speak, the financial criminals, the Treasury secretaries and governors of the private banking system are meeting in Europe to openly set up what they call a global government owned, run, and paid for by the taxpayers, but dominated by the elite. That is, we finance it, but it's private. And private groups then set the rules, the regulations over the planet. And it's all over the newspapers, hundreds and hundreds of newspapers. And that's why you see all these Fox News people and others having to come out and admit it's real, because they look ridiculous denying it like they always did in the past. So you'll have no say in it, no control. The very bankers that have engineered all this are out there having press conferences and diverting and distracting you about, oh, how they need more money. But Dick Morris is right on Fox News. That is the sideshow. The real issue is what they put in their draft resolutions. They want a world tax rate on average of over 80% on every man, woman, and child in the country, in no matter what nation you live in on the planet. They want environmental carbon taxes on every facet of your life. They will control the value of currencies so they can manipulate things to their profit and destroy nations further to consolidate them. They will control global interest rates. This is all being set up right now. And we'll continue to track that as it unfolds. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Brian in Alabama. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I wanted to talk about the FEMA camps. I know you're doing a big expose tomorrow, I think. It has a Glenn Beck show. But, you know, I wanted to – something people I think don't understand is that there's different types of FEMA camps, and they're not all, like, giant death camps. And I want to know if you could, like, kind of speak to that a little bit.
Well, I have been so busy because I'm already shooting new interviews for – a new Obama film that I'm going to be releasing on July 4th as something to accompany and to complement the Obama deception that's just taken off like a rocket. And so two weeks ago, when Glenn Beck was saying he was going to debunk the FEMA camps and that he was going to, see if they were real or not, I said, you watch, it's going to be a hit piece. In fact, to be clear, going back a few months ago, he started saying on every show, on radio and TV, on Fox and on his radio show, I'm going to look at the FEMA camps. It looks like they may be real. I'm going to cover them. And then show after show, he would go on other Fox shows and say, tonight on my show, I'm going to expose it. It looks like it's real. And I said, folks, he's only doing that to get your confidence. He's going to debunk them. These guys have lost so much credibility now that they have to first try to get your confidence to then stab you in the back. And then sure enough, last week he announces that coming up the Monday after next, and that's now next Monday, that he's going to have Popular Mechanics on to debunk it and that it's not true and it was only kernels of truth. And so how they're going to do it is they're going to go, yeah, there's a bill for homeless people to give them a safe place to live. And yeah, there's a few military plans if there's a terror attack for temporary shelter. And these are not death camps like the Nazis had. And these people have exaggerated. And then they're going to show Louisiana or Mississippi. Those are some of the most famous photos, been out for a decade. Quote, U.S. Army NATO training camp, and it's set up like a refugee camp in Kosovo, in Serbia, in Bosnia, and it's got barbed wire facing in, it's got guard towers. I'm guessing they're going to show that, because I know how they operate and some of the things they said. Oh, we've got the photos, but it isn't what you think. So they'll say, see, it's just an army training camp. And there won't be any discussions on the scores of different types of camps, the current camps that have prisoners on them, the city council members we've had on from like Washington State, where the Army approached them and said, we want you to give us this city land because we're going to have a collapse of the society. This was like 4 years ago I had the city councilman on. It was on local NBC TV. See, I've got to, here's the problem. I have to sit down. This is the process with this much data. because I didn't have enough webmasters in the past to always take any new FEMA camp article and put it in the subsection. I don't have the money. But we're trying to work on this. And I have to sit down with a piece of paper and write probably 20, 30 pages of notes of things I remember. Then I have to go on Google and spend hours and hours and hours. And I've got to do it tonight now. So I didn't do it last night. I got home and actually spent a few hours with my wife and children. Then I got tired at about 10 and went to bed. It's such a responsibility, and I just can't handle it anymore. The point is that bills to put Americans in FEMA camps at the state levels. Rhode Island, where the governor said, if you criticize the government, you'll be put in a forced labor camp. That was in the major paper in the capital city there, and it was also on local TV. I have to find those and pull them. I have, except to show the accompanying legislation, I have to pull all the U.S. Army codes. I have to pull the civilian inmate labor camp program. I have to get all of that and all the video clips because I want to throw the kitchen sink at them. I want to show just hundreds of pieces of evidence. I mean, I could do a show right now and show 20, 30 pieces and Washington Post and Houston Chronicle and admitting they have camps for civil unrest and Senate hearings admitting it. No. I want to hit them with the whole picture. And then also counter how they're going to debunk and show that I understand their mind so well and how they operate that I'm going to predict how the debunking works next Monday. And here's the problem. I leave here today to go to George Humphrey's house to interview him for the next Obama film. I'll probably get home about 7. But I will do it. I'll drink a bunch of coffee, and I'll stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning, and I am going to come in here. In fact, guys, Hooge, Paul Hartman, and Mr. Neihard, I need you both here an hour early tomorrow. Can you do that? Because I have to bring in a huge group of printouts, mainstream news articles and bills, and I need you to have them all ready, pulled up with a web address as a list, and then all the video clips. So that'll be we have to have like an hour meeting before tomorrow. I mean, think of Fox. They have, Beck has probably 100 people working for him, and he, do what, sir? Oh my God. That's right. I have lawyer meetings tomorrow, and since I was getting home early, I told my kids I'd take them fishing. That fishing has to wait. I'm not going to, oh man, my wife is going to get mad. They have been so excited all week. No, I have to do it. I have to do it. See, I don't want to wait till Monday and then launch it hours before, because if we get the jump on them and have it all over the web debunking them before, then I can really expose them. I should have launched it earlier this week. Oh, man. You know, I could get ready on the nights this weekend and launch it Monday and then get it up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube before so it can go viral. Well, all that matters is I broadcast it before they broadcast the show. I know their attack profile because people always like that, you know, that trick that kind of illustrates for them. Because if I debunk it afterwards, it needs to be debunked before. Oh, man. Yeah, Burmese is in here tomorrow. See, I say I'm going to take a lot of calls, and this happens because, you know, this isn't just quick answers. Brian in Alabama, there's going to be an expose on the FEMA camps. I mean, I already did one 2 or 3 weeks ago that I spent an hour on. And I showed, in fact, let's just get that up now. I know that's on PrisonPlanet.tv. What date was that? What was the date when that was the day after Glenn Beck had Popular Mechanics on saying he was going to debunk it? No. That came after. I said, watch, he's going to debunk it. He's claiming he's going to expose it. He's going to debunk it. So that was about a week before that. It's about 2.5 weeks ago. It doesn't matter. You know, I can't do it all, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't do it all anymore. But does that answer your question there, Brian?
Yeah, I was also going to talk about how, you know, some of the Rex 84 camps that you're talking about, you know, the civilian internment camps, there's one that actually I live really close to. It's in Fort McClellan, Alabama. And there's a few, I think, kind of unique features of this particular FEMA camp, because when I first heard about them, you know, I was a little skeptical, and I was like, when I found out there was one, you know, 15 minutes from my house back home, I went and checked it out. And it used to be an internment camp for the Japanese back in World War II into the POWs. And they've turned into a giant FEMA facility now. And they do a lot of training there for biological attacks and stuff. It's actually one of the major centers
the United States to do this. And another interesting thing about this is they have the FEMA camps where they, you know, you can tell they got FEMA buses and shuttles, and you can tell they're going to be putting people there. About 15 minutes away at the Anderson Army Depot, they have a giant incinerator that's about just to be, it's not going to be used anymore. They use it to burn up a bunch of, like, mustard gas and nerve agents from, like, World War One.
That's from Anniston.
In the early 90s.
That's from Anniston. Yeah, listen, you need to go shoot video of that, file a report, post it on YouTube. We'll link to it. But, yes, I'm aware of those facilities. And, again, they're all dual use. And so what they do is they go, well, yeah, we got some state prisoners that live at the base and the military oversees them. What's wrong with that? Again, acclimating everybody. They don't just immediately say these are death camps. Just like I told you, they wouldn't just immediately say troops on the streets. They had to acclimate you first. Look, I can't do it all. I need all of you to go to the camps. You can go to the 24 camps listed in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Just Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Army Regulation 210-35, and you can go to all the camps for yourself. And now they got the buses ready. By the way, we did dig out the Rocky Mountain News article. We did find that. Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it with the incinerators.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $940.85, $470.42 for the half ounce, and $235.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $940.85, $470.42, and $235.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. This is the schedule I'm going to stay on. I know 2.5 weeks ago, I did a full hour plus breaking down the FEMA camps. And that was a huge expose. I want Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, everybody to go get those YouTubes, because I know they got grabbed from prisonplanet.tv, where it's uploaded for members in high quality, and posted there. Post those this weekend in the story, saying that Monday I'm going to do 2 hours, the full report, and that'll give me all weekend to dig out everything I want to cover and to also go over. Rob, you're talking to me? What's going on? Too much is happening. It's like a war room. Okay, good. Thank you. Do I have the number for this Freedom Nugget I'm supposed to do on 93.7? I'm supposed to call during the next break? Okay, good. That's the thing. I'm not whining. It's crazy up here. It's just absolutely crazy. Everything that's going on, how many angles we're getting hit from, what we're doing. Okay, I promise to go to your calls, but to do that, I can't spend 15 minutes with one caller. I got to give each caller about a minute and a half. Let's talk to Fred in Texas. Fred, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today?
All right.
Sounds like fun. I just want to let you know I called into Sean Hannity's show on the 10th, right before Obama deception came out, and I was trying to plug it. Of course, I had to go through his intense screener who asked basically my entire life story. And what I did was I finally got on, and I talked to him about Gordon Brown to try to set him up for it. And he was pretty much ripping into Obama the whole time, and I figured if I plugged in the Obama deception movie, he would, you know, start asking questions about it. But, of course, he has all that inside knowledge already. Your movie's very popular. It was popular before it came out. And as soon as I mentioned it, he goes, I'm bleeping you out. And he clicked me off right at the very
second. Yeah, so before the film even came out, you said the Obama deception film, and he cut you off. Yeah, no, they listen to the show. They track the show. That's been admitted by folks at Fox News to me on the phone. They follow it. And it's incredible. See, you can't attack Obama from a real perspective that he's an elitist globalist. You've got to say he's a liberal so the Republicans can be your savior so the elite stay in power.
Right. And what I did is I think if anybody else wants to call into these talk shows like O'Reilly and Hannity, they need to set up the screener a little bit and maybe fib a little bit to get on to be able to plug these things, because the screener's real intense. If you mention anything about, you know, you don't believe in the left-right paradigm, she's going to say, well, I can't fit you in, or something similar like that. She'll make it hard to...
Yeah, they're managing reality, but so he said a little something to you before he delayed you.
Right. He even mentioned before the show, he started taking calls that there was a 30-second delay because of all the liberal left people, the left-right wackos, left-wing wackos, or, you know, he has to have that 30-second delay to be able to, you know, maintain control. And so I knew I was going to get bleeped, and as soon as I heard myself come live on the radio, sure enough, he already started the next caller. So no one really got to hear it, but I was letting you know that I tried to get through, and I'm trying to find...
Well, what you do is you do what Mark Dice does. You record it, and then you put it on YouTube, and then all of his censorship can be exposed. But, you know, it's really not even technically censorship, because they own their show. They can do what they want. Really, censorship would be the government coming in and telling you what you could say on your own show or what Sean Hannity could say or do. But technically what it is them trying to manage reality and keep the left-right paradigm going.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you.
Good job. And I just want to let y'all know that, you know, your callers need to, if they want to call into those places, they need to really set those screeners up so they can really try to get something out and have it recorded. You know, I tried to get it recorded. My recorder wasn't working for some reason, but at least I just want to let y'all know about it. Because
hey,
you know,
good job.
Like us are...
Good to hear from you. Again, it's a catch-22. I got to cut you off. I'll never get to all these callers. Our team in Canada, go ahead. Hey, how you doing? How you doing there? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's my first time calling in, and I've been a conspiracy skeptic for a long time, but the moment when I really woke up to this whole thing was during my graduation speech. And the guy who gave the speech was a Muslim guy, and he basically he delivered the message that we're the generation that that's going to put this thing together. And it was like totally out in the open. And just because it is Canada and no one sort of, I mean, in my generation, no one values liberty in and of itself, and everyone believes in socialism. I mean, they just swallowed that thing.
Okay, to be clear. Hello? Yeah, yes, sir. We're here. We're on air right now. At your college graduation speech, they came in and told you the New World Order was good?
Well, they didn't use the word the New World Order, but at the same time, they talked about massive redistribution of wealth. They talked about population control. They talked about, like, more government regulation over everything and eliminating poverty, equality of outcome.
Yeah, it's actually to keep poverty in place. Stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back. I want to hear what college this was.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, let's go back to Artem in Big Canada, John. Then many others. 1-800-259-9231. Open phones today. Big bad ton of news coming up. And George Humphrey in studio, economist, author, researcher on what's happening in the world today. Always informative. So tell us your university. It's the graduation speech. What happens?
It's Concordia University, and it's the second-rate university in Montreal because everyone knows McGill, and no one really knows Concordia because it's fairly new. And that's the one that makes a lot of noise with all those Palestinians breaking windows every time someone from Israel comes by to give a speech. I mean, unfortunately, we have that kind of infamy. But I was really shocked by the whole New World Order speech, because what used to be relegated to quote-unquote conspiracy theories is like really out in the open. And
but, sir, it's always been out in the open. I mean, I have New York Times articles from the 30s with the 10 FEMA regions they were going to set up and how we'd be part of a North American union. So they just arrogantly told everybody it didn't exist and that you were a kook if you talked about it. All we were reading was government documents, sir.
Actually, the way I found out about the whole Alex Jones movement was through Southern secessionists, because I sort of get interested in that and the reasons people fly the rebel flag and the other side of the story. So I followed H.K. Edgerton's Southern Heritage 411 and Mike Tuggle's Rebellion blog, and that's where I found a link, because essentially these days, the reason the Southerners want to secede is that they don't want to be part of this New World Order.
Yeah, well, there's going to be secessionist movements and rebellions all over the planet to this, and the globalists plan to use the crises of those conflict to expand their power. Again, they create crises and then offer the solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you've woken up, sir. Sorry you had to hear that speech about population reduction and all the rest of it, but that's the crowning achievement of the New World Order. This is not going to be pretty. Kyle in Canada, another caller from Canada. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going today, Alex?
Pretty good.
Right on. I'd just like to bring up something to everybody's attention. I saw this watching live internet about in our legislature about a year ago. There's something called Bill 44, which is a Pharmacy and Drug Amendment Act. And basically this thing, there's a lady in the House that she totally was freaking out about this because it was basically a loss of our privacy totally. It's buried in the bottom of this thing.
Yeah, the same bills are all being passed worldwide where everything you do is uploaded to the government instantly. It's all standardized. Everything's done the same. For 36 years, everybody at birth has their blood taken to be put in a UN database. We call it a head start. They call it secure start in England and something else start in Canada. It's all the same. It's global government already in place. They're just unveiling it.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, it took about a year for this to actually come into effect. It actually came into effect yesterday, and I got the bill right here. It actually says health information and personal information as defined of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. It basically releases all of our private information to law enforcement agencies, any apparatus of the government, anything like that. It's buried in the bottom, and all this bill is supposed to be for is just to give pharmacists the power to renew people's subscription or refill their medication without going back to their doctor. So,
well, sir, here they called it a privacy bill, and it does the opposite. Listen, Homeland Security, the Pentagon, all of them openly are about to pass a law, but they're already doing it through fiat, just through executive regulations, to take over all internet companies of any type, any infrastructure, any hubs. The way it's written, you could have one server in your office, they run it, and you've got to give them back doors into it. It has to be the architecture they give you so they can shut the web down in the name of defending the web. And the head of it, people say, well, there'd be whistleblowers. The head, 3 weeks ago, quit, went on the news and said this, and then that was the end of it. So there are these whistleblowers. And it's just all happening, sir. Classical tyranny is now unfolding.
That's very scary. And I guess just the point that I'd like to make to all Canadians is I even know all my friends and all my family, they've heard nothing about this bill. There's been no coverage of it on the news, anything like that. There was one lady in that whole legislature that totally freaked out. She said this is the beginning. in the descent into fascism, basically. And, you know, it's kind of just scary to see something like a Pharmacy and Drug Amendment Act, and then buried in the bottom, it says, oh, by the way, we also are going to give all your private information to the police and government agencies whenever and whenever they need it.
I appreciate your call. Yes, I was aware of that. It's happening everywhere. This is the cashless society control grid, the technological enslavement, technocracy, really, is what it is. And they state this. The Pentagon states they've designed it. MIT designed it. And they are going to track all your purchases, everything you're doing. You ever seen like a 70-year-old lady buying a bottle of wine being carted at the grocery store? And she'll say, Missy, why are you doing that? I'm obviously above 21. We just card everybody now. Well, I've read the big consortium meetings they've had. And what they do is they tell the companies, we'll give you a better insurance rate if you card everybody. And then you can go read the big conferences they've had, you know, meeting for IT and financial services. And they say, oh, we're complying with the regulations and preparing the public to scan their ID to buy and sell. I mean, this is public. And they've got all the fake conservatives out pushing a, quote, fair tax, a flat tax. But they're going to keep the income tax, too. And then it's going to be a graduated sales tax where if you're poor, you won't pay any sales taxes. But what it'll do is it'll know how much money you've got. So even if you pay cash, help to swipe the card, then they know if there's an underground economy. Well, wait a minute. This shows you swiped your card for $32,000 last year, but your tax filing through the card shows you only made $17,000 and that you were exempt from sales tax, but this card shows, and the record shows, that you're cheating. Oh, my gosh, you're now indicted for tax cheating. And they have to do this as... See, they know what cause and effect is. They're scientific about it. This is scientific dictatorship. It's what they call it. Scientific dictatorship, the final revolution. This is Bloomberg. Tax dodgers multiplies underground economy, cushions jobs. So they know as they destroy the real economy and as they tax you to a level that's unsustainable so you can't live, that you're going to be driven like the illegal aliens underground. But then they're going to come after you there. Oh, you're selling watermelons. You're selling eggs on the side of the road. SWAT team hits you. We're now getting reports of that every week. People are like, what? I'm just selling eggs. I'm putting you in handcuffs. You did this without a permit. You see, we may not allow you to have gardens. You might be growing pot, you know, cities announce. Carlos Cruz has a strategy for surviving the worst global recession in 60 years. Pay less in taxes and pass the savings along to customers. I'm declaring half as much as I used to, said Cruz, 29, who runs a painting business in Madrid. Prices have fallen by 30%. Customers will choose you for a difference as little as 50 euros, said Cruz, an Ecuadorian who's lived in Spain since 2001. Even in the U.S. and Japan and Europe, weather the first stimulus recessions, simultaneous recessions since World War II, some types of activity are expanding worldwide, just below government radar. The production of goods and services that are lawful through the declared may grow to the most as a proportion of total output since 2000, according to Frederick Schindler, a professor at Austria's Johannes Kepler University in Linz. And it just goes into the huge underground economy. Now, government's trying to shut it down. And last night, I was watching European Parliament video feeds from the day. And it was all about how you've got to swipe a card in these countries to even have a job or to clock in or out. That's hooked into the government. And that's what Homeland Security's announced. You'll swipe the card, the government card, when you check in and out of work. I mean, this is, they're going to squeeze you and press you till you bankrupt. That is what this is about. This is about driving everybody into bankruptcy but the elite. This is about control. The painter in Madrid said clients don't ask for receipts as much as they used to, willing to trade savings for the guarantee that having bills gives them. He couldn't afford to operate in the current crisis, paying full taxes, he said. And it talks about labor exchanges, barter starting up everywhere. So they're criminalizing it. They're going after it. They're trying to stop it. It's just amazing how they pull these operations off. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's up next? Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. The Reaper Seed, that's relevant here because
The dismay and despair is leading to joy and excitement because, this sadly, the organized crime thugopoly has held us all hostage to the continually counterproductive war on pot smokers, hemp, and medicinal marijuana enthusiasts for decades now. But we can't. The happy news, and it's ironic, that at least partially thanks to the psychopathic, violent ruthlessness exploding from those illegal drug thugs south of the border, all citizens of the U.S. can see clearly now that merely by canceling the illegality of farming marijuana here will help solve many, many problems. You know, for example, all family farms in our nation will become more wealthy and sustainable no matter what they grow because of the inescapable dynamics of supply and demand. You know, everybody wins because just some of the farmers will grow some of this miraculously multifunctional fibrous medicinal fruit crop, while some farmers will choose not to, and that's just fine. All crops will earn more money across the board from now on. Less money, in fact a great deal less money, will from now on help finance violent criminal activity worldwide. So let's help conserve our honest law enforcement personnel by better prioritizing their much-needed valuable work, and even our ongoing bankster-instigated economic meltdown demands.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Look, drug prohibition is what has caused the crime, most of it. And if they legalize drugs tomorrow in Mexico, 98% of the violence would end. You'd probably have the drug dealers, though, going after government people for legalizing it, trying to kill them to make them, you know, criminalize it again. They know this. And they make money on the prisons. They make money on the police state. The police make money off the seizures. The CIA ships in the majority of the narcotics. The drug war you see is against their competition at the cartel level. And, yes, that's definitely what's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Mass. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I have some very important information for you, Alex. And maybe your contacts can help you with this. A friend of mine works for a limousine business in Boston. Some people flew in, military people flew in. They said that they had a secret emergency meeting in Devens, Fort Devens in Mass, last Friday, the 27th. And I guess the limo driver, he drove into the checkpoint to drop the people off. His passengers got out. Well, he says that initially, I'm going to drive them in further. And the guards at the gate sternly told them in motion to their guns, like, no, you won't. Matter of fact, you'll turn around and leave. He had to leave Fort Devens right there at the checkpoint. He was not allowed to drive in, and he was told very sternly not to. And maybe your contacts up high in the military can give you insight into what this secret meeting was.
You know, I don't know what it was, and there's secret meetings all the time, and treating Americans like slave scum is what the system does. And they just can't wait to turn the troops. See, what they've done is they've got all these good troops, and they give them questionnaires, and they say, will you fire on Americans? And on average, 76% say no. But they take that 24% that say yes, and they promote them up into this whole police state, and they've built this giant group of thugs that'll do whatever they're told. They want to turn loose on us. But, I mean, Israel's openly saying they're getting ready to attack Iran. There's all sorts of crazy stuff going on all over the world, but you know, we're not omnipresent, sir. We don't even have the personnel to go through all the contacts we get. But who knows what it was? Look, mainly the people in the government at that level are into the power trip of limousines and uniforms and acting tough and running around like secret agents. Who knows what the secret meeting was? You know, you might have had some MPs that caught them unloading cocaine or something. That's usually what it is. And then officials have to come in and tell them to stand down and give us the goods. That happens all the time. But who knows? Anything else there, Paul?
Yes, I do. There's a set of railroad tracks near my house. And my wife had told me these railroad tracks hadn't been used since she was, like, in her 20s. And, like, the weeds had grown over the tracks and everything. They hadn't been used. They had been blocked off. Well, a couple of months ago, I crossed the tracks. The cement blocks had been pulled away. These are like one-ton blocks. They've been pulled away off the tracks. And then what I've noticed since then, all the overgrowth on the tracks has been cut down, and they started to lay down new railroad ties, like for higher speed trains, because the old ties have been there like 50 years probably.
Yeah, no, some of the road, some of the rail beds are over 100 years old, so that's probably just regular repair going on.
But the city knows nothing about it. We call it the city, and the city DPW knows nothing about it.
Well, I mean, if that's a interstate rail line owned by a private railway, they wouldn't know.
Okay, all right. But I wanted to let you know this, and we are trying to spread the word about Infowars.com, Shirley and I.
Well, God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, Paul. Yeah, I mean, it may be something, but, I mean, it's admitted during disasters as they said they're going to use trains. In fact, I got attacked by the Veterans Affairs Office. We posted a radio clip of one of their directors on a radio show saying I made up the story about mass graves and that they're just getting ready for, you know, all the veterans that are dying each year, which I know is a huge number in the hundreds of thousands. The point is that veteran cemeteries all over the country, in California and Texas and everywhere we've confirmed it, they're adding thousands and thousands and thousands of graves per site. And that is probably just a normal function. We just asked the question because a listener filed a video report and a photo report on it and asked people to look into it. Also because these are new four-person crypts that are buried side by side, and I knew that that isn't how they bury people in the past. They claim now it's they've changed to save space. But how would we not ask the question and investigate it and look into it when Kurt Nimmo found the articles I mentioned from 5 years ago where Rocky Mountain News and other newspapers reported, oh, we've got mass incinerators ready for dead during a bio attack, and they're preparing mass graves, and, you know, the governor's admitting it. So Kurt found a bunch of the mainstream news articles I mentioned, because I have the memory to remember them. I just don't have time to dig them all back up each day. And he put an article together going, well, you know, here they are saying that we're lying about this, when all we did was say, what is this? Is this part of all these other mass graves and the plastic coffin liners, which the CDC paid for, that isn't part of Veterans Affairs? And now we found a huge depot of them in Alabama, bigger than what's in Georgia. So see, we're investigating all of this. That's what we do here. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this quick break with more of your phone calls. George Humphrey coming up in about 40 minutes from now. I got a ton of news and some key audio clips. Children aren't allowed to play dodgeball. We'll tell you what else they're not allowed to do when we come back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com.
every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, do you have Renegades? Directions that John takes us in. All the audio clips he thinks to send me, all the news articles he points out, and I got Jaron, I got Paul, the guys here constantly bringing me more news. I've got to somehow go through all this. If I just read the headlines and a few paragraphs. So I'm going to take calls coming up in the next segment, the segment after that, and I'm going to do a big news blitz, and then George Humphrey is going to be in studio with us. I do want to encourage all of you, if you go to Infowars.com and you scroll down to the bottom of the page on the right-hand side, we've posted the best free copy on the web that I have found of the Obama deception. You know, it's in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. We appreciate your support, and you get to see stuff there first. You can burn it to DivX disk, give it out to everybody there. Please do that. We don't have a choice, and this film's waking people up. It's a great tool. We got to fight these people. But this weekend, you know, today, tomorrow, Burmese is sitting in tomorrow during the live show. Got a lot of important guests coming up. To please take that link, that free YouTube link to the full film, and email it and IM it and do it over and over again to MySpace everywhere, because there are hundreds of versions up on the web with 100,000 views here and 300,000 views there and 500,000 views here and 20,000 views there and 1,000 views here and 80,000 there. You know, it's well over 15 million now that I've been able to count up. But I want to get this particular version that's the highest quality over a million. And it's right at a million views right now, the Obama deception. It should be on the main page of Google and of YouTube, but it's not. It's also been number one on Google, but they pulled it out of the rankings trying to keep people from seeing it. Because, you know, when it's on the main page, everybody goes in and can see it who's mainstream. A lot of people use Google and YouTube front page as kind of their TV guide. So let's drive this to number one. This is a focused, documented, huge dose of truth, a giant red pill to wake people up. Red pill politics, red pill news, whatever you want to call it. This is the red pill revolution to get folks to unlock their minds. And the Obama deception is there and is available right now at Infowars.com. Please order the high-quality original DVD with the extras to have it in your library to support us, but also to have it in the highest quality, but also spread that free link out to everybody that's up on Infowars.com or download it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. A few other sponsors that have made this show possible. I want to tell folks about Ecola Blue, ECOLOBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043, atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year. You buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces about 28 liters at 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, EcolaBlue.com. EcolaBlue.com, or give them a call, 1-800-691-6043. It just grabs it out of the air, runs it through 7 filters, an amazing system, EcolaBlue.com. And one other sponsor that I wanted to tell you about is PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com, just amazingly low prices. I was asking, how do you make money on this? They told me their markup's almost nothing, but it's a big bulk seller, one of the biggest online since 1994. They got pepper spray in all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal safety on the web since 94. Sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but the peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on all orders over $99. We live in a crazy world, folks. There's a lot of restrictive laws on the Second Amendment. Having some pepper spray, having a taser is the next best thing. And they got all sorts of them, folks. Just an amazing website, pepperspray.com, or give them a call, 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988, pepperspray.com. All right, we're going live at prisonplanet.tv coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the third hour. George Humphrey in studio in 30 minutes. I want to do a big news blitz and your phone calls. Maureen, Chris, Robert, Red Flex, and many others coming up. I have four giant stacks of news that I have only scratched the surface on. Again, I want a news blitz on that first when we come back from break, and then we'll still be continually open phones throughout the broadcast day today. It's unbelievable to go from going off government documents and bills and Senate hearings that no one would look at, no one would believe us, no one would check out all the facts we had, to now they're just, yeah, we're going to have one-child policies everywhere, and yeah, we're going to have troops on the streets, and yeah, we're going to carbon tax everything you do, and yeah, we're going to get rid of the middle class, but it's for your own good. On and on and on and on. And yeah, we're going to force you to take vaccines, and yeah, we're building FEMA camps for your own good. I mean, it is all coming down on us, folks. Tyranny always has a leg up because people can't believe it's happening to them. But if you look at history, you learn it's the norm. But we got a good chance of beating this if we fight back. That's what history shows. So for all of you out there who are fighting back, all of you spreading the Obama deception, to all of you standing up for liberty and freedom, this song is for you, Steve Voss and the Renegades.
Others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution, but he rose again. Wise men follow him, but he rose again. Wise men follow him. Thank God for the renegades and the lions. Renegades of mine.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the syndicated radio transmission. Thank you so much for joining us today. George Humphrey's coming up in about 22 minutes in studio. We're also going to be taking your phone calls continually throughout the hour and 50 minutes that we have left to cover. Obama is giving his big New World Order globalist speech before the G20 right now. Openly setting up, according to the CNN, a New World Order. Crisis leading to New World Order is the headline. Here is the New York Times, a New World Order, a world in need of a new order. Again, they create the crisis. They offer the solution. The Times of London reports that G20 summit Europeans demand threatens to wreck deal. So they're acting like there's a fight going on here. They demand that the global government have strong controls and global taxation systems so no one can escape high taxes, regulation, control of banking, businesses, everything. And we've got a clip I'm going to play later and get economist George Humphrey's take on it, where we have Tim Geithner, who doesn't pay his taxes, as the head of the Treasury, telling CBS News that, oh, yeah, we're going to go after other corporations and companies, not just the head of GM. So, I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what it is, where they say, you do what the government says or we'll order you to step down. No judge, no jury, no grand jury, no court order, just the president says so. That's dictatorship. So you let the foreign banks take over your industry. You hand everything over. This is what the IMF and World Bank do in third world countries they're in control of. And just a really huge story that came out yesterday, Washington Post, Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. Everything's being seized. Rules for private networks also proposed. Now, this bill's been out for a few weeks. This is why the head of cybersecurity resigned 3 weeks ago. This was the head of the program for the federal government, said this is a Pentagon takeover of all private industry involved with computers, with how computers are built, the back doors in them, how everything operates. He said a threat to democracy. You mean a threat to the free republic. Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. Now, this also brings in federal funds, just like they did with the 96 Telecommunications Act, to put NSA snooping floors, whole floors, in all major telecommunications companies so the internet all runs through them already. This is so they have back doors into all the hubs to shut the web down, and that's what the Pentagon admits they're drilling for. And what they're going to do is say China did it, shut down the web, then relaunch it as Internet 2 with total controls. And you watch, that's a big false flag terror attack, a financial and free speech attack they're planning to launch, and I've done the analysis on that. Here's UPI, U.S. cybersecurity had quit, citing growing role of spy agencies. For those watching on the Internet, I apologize. My printer ink was running out when I printed this one, so it's hard to read there on screen. In fact, guys, just pull this up. Just Google U.S. cybersecurity chief quits, and we'll just punch that up from the web itself. That's United Press International. You'll get AP Reuters, too, when you do that. And we're trying to get him on the show. But so people say, oh, we don't see any whistleblowers on this takeover, like you say, Alex. That's all we see. Fox Fallon refused to attack Iran and refused to let Dick Cheney have Navy SEALs attack their ships, acting like Iran did it. Source MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine, and Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, quit. We'd already be in World War III, folks. It is the whistleblowers. We've had NSA whistleblowers come out and say they listen to Americans having phone sex and sit around the NSA laughing. And now over 70% of phone and internet security has been handed out to private security firms owned and run by people like Felon Admiral Poindexter, the Total Information Awareness Network. So most of it's being done by private groups now. It says the official in charge of coordinating U.S. government cybersecurity operations has quit, saying expanding control of the National Security Agency over the nation's computer security poses threats to our democratic process. Even from a security standpoint, Rob Breckstrom, the head of the Department of Homeland Security's National Cybersecurity Center, told United Press International, it is unwise to hand over security of all government networks to a single organization. Well, yeah, it's dictatorship. But then it goes on with the new bill, and he talks about the private takeover, total takeover of everything. They've announced. Senator Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller, went on TV last week and said, if we'd be better off without the web, we got to get rid of it. New York Times says, we got to get rid of the old internet, have internet too, where you have a subdomain on somebody else's government site or private industry. 50 corporations get it, 50 universities and 50 agencies. That's internet too. And then you'll have 150 domains for each nation. You'll have a sub account and they'll have rules and say you can't post. This is openly, publicly stated. This is internet too, and they're going to end net neutrality, start taxing the web. It's already happening. This is it. Stated. And here's the bill. Senate legislation would federalize cybersecurity. It says over private industry. I mean, you can go read it for yourself. They just tell you how great it is, though. People say, well, why do you use mainstream news? Well, a lot of times they tell the truth. They just spin it. You know, they're admitting what they're doing here. They just say it's a good idea to keep us safe from China. So you understand, folks, they're openly saying they want to shut down the web, how terrible it is. The newspapers are imploding. The establishment's losing all credibility. They have to shut it down. And believe me, when they set off a nuke or release smallpox or whatever these jackasses are planning, you better believe that they're going after the web first and they're going to claim that China or Russia did it. Meanwhile, clear evidence that the computer cables to Russia and the Middle East and places keep getting cut by deep submersibles that only Russia, England, France, and a few other countries have. So they're busy trying to chop those as well. Here's the Geithner on ousting CEOs, reviving economy. We're going to get into that. Here is an important story. Deep Solar Minimum and says the sunspot cycle 1995 to present. And if you go up to NASA's website, for some reason, our one on Infowars.com, we posted this, but it links to the wrong thing. It links to a Bilderberg story, so we need to get that fixed. Deep Solar Minimum. Now, you can see the 12-year sun cycle. and the highest sun cycle on record was right here. You can click on it and look at the graph going back for over 60 years with scientific, very high-tech scientific instruments. Now, this is in 2000, 2001, the super peak, global warming throughout the solar system. And then over here, you can see where we currently are, down there in the dip, 2009. And if you see that, there is almost no solar activity. Look at the last dip in the cycle in 1997. Look how much higher sun activity was at the last low point. I mean, this is a record low point. The sun is putting off no solar flares right now. They appear as sunspots to the naked eye, giant Coriolis ejections, you know, hundreds of times the size of the planet Earth that shoot out. They disrupt satellites, all sorts of things. There you have it. Now, when is it set to peak again? 2012. Isn't that interesting? Everything's 2012. I don't put much stock in that, but a lot of folks do. Look at that. That's from NASA, and they've got a bunch of other graphs in here showing what's happening with that on that front. You know, I mentioned this yesterday, but it really needs to be covered again, and that is a Bloomberg article. It was everywhere else. You know, 3 days before we posted a George Washington Blogspot story. The guy does great research, great analysis. And he showed the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers that the current spending was approaching the size of the gross domestic product of the United States. Just the bailout. And he gave a number of $11 trillion. And then 2 days later, it came out. Oh, no, the government admits it's worse than that. It's $12.8 trillion, $200 billion short of the entire GDP of the country. But I noticed the comments of the trolls under it were, that's a lie, he's making this up, it's not that big. And then now it's all admitted. Just denial, 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 denial. I had that story here in my stack. It doesn't matter. I covered it yesterday. It's just, there is so much going on. We posted a story yesterday. John Yoo arrested, and we documented the fact that they had not arrested him, but that was a rumor. But what is not a rumor is that he has been indicted along with 11 others in Spain for war crimes and crimes against humanity for writing memos ordering the torture of children. So I thought I would let you know that. That's where that rumor came from, and we tried to whack-a-mole and try to stop that rumor, but of course we're not that influential, so who knows what will happen with that. Another White House would-be official is in trouble for not paying back taxes. Sebelinus, if I'm pronouncing it right, Health and Human Secretary nominee Kathleen Sebelius, recently corrected 3 years of tax returns and paid more than $7,000 back after finding unintentional errors. Now, see, that's nothing compared to all the other ones in the administration where it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, free limos, not paying taxes, period, like Geithner, and saying he didn't have to, and then fighting it. Another story here out of the Associated Press, promises, promises, Obama's tax pledge goes up in smoke. And it talks about how he promised no new taxes of any type except if you made over $125,000 a year. Every time I say that, I get emails. They go, it's $250,000. With a couple, that's $125,000. Anybody making that or more? And that's your lower middle class, folks, in the real scale of things. And that's who actually buys things from you locally. And that's your real economy. But don't worry, the elite will get rid of that for you and see how you're doing out there poor. One of President Barack Obama's campaign pledges on taxes went up in puffs of smoke Wednesday. The largest increase in tobacco taxes took effect despite Obama's promise not to raise sales taxes on any kind of families earning under $250,000 or individuals under $200,000. This is the one tax that disproportionately affects the poor. And it goes on. And it's, oh, well, that's okay. He broke his promise on cigarettes. No, they're raising all these different taxes, and they're getting rid of the loopholes, as they call them. That's really just tax write-offs for your house or for your mortgage deduction or for education. They're saying they're getting hundreds of deductions. So, and that's on everybody. Just massive, massive tax increases on everybody. And it all goes not to the nation, but to foreign bankers. Your call straight ahead. More news straight ahead.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
George Humber gets here in studio. I'm going to break down the latest G20 news. I got a big stack of it here. They have agreed on the regulatory changes to the world system, a new global regulator over all the nations, in the words of Time Magazine, an article titled The New World Order, to knock the heads of the American people, to punish us. Taxes will be paid directly to them, and they've wanted a $500 million deal. Well, that's not enough. It is a trillion and a half dollars of tax money to be given from the American people and the people of Europe to the private banks to set up their new global super currency. That's Reuters. I've also got MSNBC right here. I mean, it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's all happening in our face. Let's go ahead and talk to Marine in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
I've got something. First of all, thank you for everything you do. Now, so much that is said absolutely sounds scary. We need to remember we serve the Most High God. These other idiots are serving Satan. He only took one-third of the angels with him. It's going to be a two-against-one fight. Go read chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Hebrews and just see. We are told that they are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. That is us. And I put a website up, citiesforrefuge.info, and God has shown us that he is setting up cities of refuge. And I know so many people have been called to different places to set up places for other people to go to when things get bad.
Well, I mean, I agree that this is a fight against good and evil, and we need to ask God for his guidance and help. My problem is most of the Christian churches and other religions have been bought off by the government, by the World Council of Churches, by the UN, and they're telling people, stand down, go to the FEMA camps, you know, that tyranny is good, and that we're Romans 13, out of context, Hitler's favorite Bible passage. So, you know, the solution is in the church, but it's also, the problem is the phony church. I appreciate your call. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, go on YouTube and to just see a parody of the Queen. You'll really enjoy the from modern day minstrels called Basement of Jacks, J-A-X-X, called You Don't Know Me, letter You Don't Know Me. And it's funny how the Queen goes around abusing her own servants and in the public after she goes on the run. But there's a quote, it's my little tribute to liberals to have it come out on 666, end quote. She is quoted as saying in USA Today, and she's talking about her book, which I'm sure was full of very pressing matters. Ann Coulter, the quick change agent you were talking about, recently wrote a book entitled Godless, The Church of Liberalism, released on 6/6/2006. And so I also wanted to ask you regarding Obama, were you aware that he also, one of his broken promises was that his $3,000 tax cut that he promised to businesses if they were to hire any new employees, and it's not in the stimulus bill, and other indicators that show that his acts, that he is on the side of the bankers, suggesting that the 401k and the IRA participation should be mandatory if your employer offers it, and it's kind of like Bush Jr.'s idea of investing the social
security. Yeah, make you give your money to a 401k that's given to the derivatives bankers to basically steal it. I appreciate your call. Speaking of bizarreness, this is up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo did a story about it, but it's mainstream news that he links to. Queen Elizabeth's gift to Calderon, the president of Mexico, guess what he gave her? George Orwell's 1984. And people think, oh, she's exposing the police state. No, they're the ones putting in the cameras and the control grids that are doing all of this. And so that's why Hillary says her favorite book is 1984. For them, it is a blueprint of control. For them, it is a way to control society and to limit the language and to, you know, pass all these hate speech laws and to train the children to be spies on their parents. Felipe Calderon gave he gave the Queen of England a marquee tray, but the Queen gave Calderon a collector's edition of George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984. Calderon received the book as he bowed and scraped at Buckingham Palace. On its face, the gift presented to Calderon seems rather strange, but when you think about it, not really. It's a novel. Oceania has a strict social class arrangement with the inner party at the top, 2% of the population representing the Big Brother, the outer party of bureaucrats in the middle, and the large number of proles at the bottom. The inner party believes that the proles are inferior and expendable and strives to make certain they live in misery, not unlike the average Mexican who lives under the grinding poverty while a small predatory and parasitical class represented by Calderon steals the country's wealth. And the article goes on. Great writer, Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com. George Humphrey, in studio, economist, author, filmmaker, good friend of mine. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Got George Humphrey, my good friend, in studio with us. He is an economist, a very successful businessman, author, lecturer, filmmaker, and former Austin City Councilman. And back when I was first waking up in like 94, 95, I was involved in politics a little bit in Austin. I would run into George Humphrey, and he was talking about the New World Order and all this stuff, and I'd read some books about it. So he was instrumental in a lot of my formation of my ideas as well. And here we are 14 years, well, that'd be 16 years later, but here we are 14 years after I got on air. And he's got his own local TV show he does from time to time, very busy man, George Humphrey. And today we're going to leave and go do more interviews with him for the second Obama film. I haven't decided on the name yet. I'm very close. And because Obama Deception has been so successful and so up to date, it's actually worse than we thought with they've introduced another bill for compulsory service. So I'm going to go down the list with you, George, just on issue after issue. And in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for all of your calls. But George, you were ranting during the break, raving, and I appreciate the rave reviews. You're in the Obama Deception, but you're in a few of my other films and, said they were good, but I didn't get this excited. So you're not just saying it's good because you're in it. Break down the film like you were breaking down for me during the break.
Well, Alex, I don't rant that much, but I'll tell you what. We had a bunch of people over at my house last night, and to a person, everybody was totally, totally impressed. And I have been in some of your other films have been excellent and positive and good information, And in my opinion, the presentation, the professionalism on this, the people who were the guests, Salente, KRS, unbelievable. And if you have not downloaded this, or more importantly, buy some copies from Alex, because as you buy the copies from Alex, then he can do more stuff. And this is a big deal, friends. And it's hard to be objective about a film that I'm in, and I'm in it for maybe 6 or 7 minutes. And it was my total, complete honor to be of service to this film. And what we are facing right now is so, so much bigger and coming at us so much faster than 98% of the patriots in this country have any idea about. And I am just so pleased that I have been of help and that you have been a good friend of mine for so long. And I'll tell you what, the game's on, friends. The game is on. It's not about 10 years from now. It's not about 2012. It's about right now. And the choice is whether you're going to go down the path of the New World Order, whether you're going to go down the path of fear, whether you're going to go down the path of materialism, or whether you're going to make the choice and realize that you and every single one of you, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, is that we're all part of God's creation and that we can all make things better. And if we see this thing with clear eyes and a full heart, then we can have some love in our hearts and realize that we don't have to go to this materialistic gulag that is being prepared for us. And I'll tell you what, our opponents right now, people like Obama, and remember, Obama is only a puppet. He is a puppet. It's not about Obama. It's about something much bigger, just like it wasn't about George Bush, because it's about something much, much bigger. And it is so good to be in body right now. It is so wonderful to have this freedom to be able to speak about this issue. And there is no greater time to be alive and speak about freedom, to speak about love, to speak about God, to speak about the Republic. I love this country. And I'll tell you what, I know that if you're listening to this, you do too. So listen to what Alex has to say. And we're going to give you a whole bunch of information today.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions for you. We're also taping for the film, the new Obama film, while you're in studio with us right now. There's a whole host of things going on. I was been looking around for it. I covered it yesterday, and then I saw it back in my stack. Well, you guys in there, Google, Bloomberg, $12.8 trillion, and it is a Bloomberg article about how the real number now is $12.8 trillion, approaching the gross domestic product of the nation. Since you're an economist and a successful one at that, I want to get your breakdown of what's happening. But first, they have announced that it's going to be $1.5 trillion to the bankers, but that's really the sideshow. As Dick Morris said on Fox News on Monday night, shockingly, he said, oh, the New World Order is real. The conspiracy theorists were right. There's a global government where banks will rule the United States and the rest of the planet. And that they're talking about the money on one level, but they just issue that. The real issue is the regulatory power, this, quote, bank of the world that will rule everything. Can you, in your own words, speak to all of that and why suddenly we're seeing mainstream news have to admit we were right about all this?
Well, clearly, money has always been the strings of the puppeteers on the slaves. And the people, whether we call them the Illuminati, the Black Hats, the oligarchy, the plutocracy, the rascals, whatever we want to call these people who are living in separation consciousness, they have used fiat currency as a manipulation. It's not money that they're after. It's what they're after is power, cold, ruthless, total power. And they've been planning this for a long, long time, incrementally since the days of Weishaupt. And now they're in their final chapter. And the amount of money that you are talking about and that is truly out there, most Americans think that this bailout, if they pay any attention, is $3, maybe $4 trillion. They don't have any idea what that, most people don't know what that really means. And $3 or $4 trillion is an amount that staggers the mind. However, the reality is that the Federal Reserve, with no accounting, with no supervision, is putting out another $8.5 to $10 trillion so far. They are not informing Congress or the people of this country where that money is going. And so the real number that is in part of this, quote, bailout, and let's just get straight. This is not a bailout. This is financial terrorism. This is not a bailout. This is financial terrorism. And because Adam Weishoff, when they started the Illuminati, their motto was, out of chaos is order. Out of chaos is an order. And when they went into the, created the French Revolution, they created this chaos. The murders, blood was running in the street. They destroyed the economy so that they could get power. And they're doing the exact same thing here in the United States. This wonderful, wonderful nation is being destroyed. It is destroyed. I shouldn't say is being. It is destroyed economically by the Federal Reserve, by the Treasury, and by these absolute rascals that are creating the greatest and the most significant transfer of wealth in the history, not just of our country, but in all of Occidental history. The middle class, the productive peoples of this country, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, Christian, Jewish, the whole group, we're all being robbed as we speak. You cannot create wealth by creating more debt. You cannot create wealth by robbing and hindering the people who create the wealth. The state cannot, by definition, cannot create wealth. And the amazing thing is that 98% of this bailout money is going to financial institutions. Where, oh, where, oh, where is it in the Constitution of the United States that the taxpayers of the United States should bail out corrupt, failing, and wrong financial institutions? The very institutions that created and profited by this, starting in 1998 with this ending of the Glass-Steagall Act, and they took not millions, not billions, but trillions and trillions of dollars from the people, from the economy, between 98 and now. And these very same people who planned this, who participated in this, are now getting the bailouts from the people of this country. That means you and me, your family and your friends. And that can only mean one thing. Extremely high taxes coming at us, more government interference, and eventually mass inflation. Now, we're going to be in a significant debt deflationary period for a longer period of time than most people think. This bailout doesn't even come close. Let me repeat, this bailout doesn't even come close to sopping up these toxic derivatives. You know, and nobody really knows the exact number of the toxic derivatives out there. Whether it's 300 trillion, whether it's 500 trillion, or whether it's $800 or $900 trillion, it really doesn't make any difference because the problem cannot be fixed. This bailout money doesn't even pay the interest on these toxic derivatives. Friends, the game's all over. Using the rules of the Federal Reserve, fractional reserve banking, fiat currency, the game was fixed many, 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 many years ago. But now we're at the end game. And most people don't even realize what fiat currency is. They don't understand what fractional reserve banking is. And many Americans, I'm sure that most of the people who are listening to this realize that our founding fathers knew very, very clearly that to have a free nation is that we had to have our banking system controlled by the people, that we had to have a hard currency so that money had value. Money had value. But the large bankers came in and they created fractional reserve bank. They created fractional banking and fiat currency. And since the beginning of this country, as I'm sure you've heard over and over again, has been the battle between the people and the populace who want to help the people of this country through a hard currency, through true money that has value, as opposed to the oligarchy, the small handful of people who control the strings and who make money a commodity. It doesn't take a PhD or even a master's or even a degree in economics to figure this out. If you just take a few minutes, they are creating money out of thin air and then multiplying it and multiplying it and multiplying it. And then they are able to take your collateral, your business, your home, your auto, take it as collateral, and then you have to pay interest to them. It is the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of this world. And because it is unsustainable, we are at the end game right now. And Brother Obama and all of his buddies like Geithner and the others are just cutting the necks of all the good people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, rich, poor, everybody. And friends, this is what Alex and what other people have been sharing with you for the last 15 years. And the time is right now. And we can either see it with fear, or we can see it as a time of change, as a time of shifting. And if we organize, we can turn this thing around.
Well, that's very well said, George Humphrey, economist, here visiting with us today. I've got a whole list of questions I want to go through with you. We can do this on air part of it, and then off air later for the film I'm making. They're going to be a big part of it. It'll be a lot more than the 6 or 7 minutes you're in the previous film, because this one's going to be a lot more of you and Tarpley in it. Specifically, for people that don't understand fractional reserve banking, I mean, they know it's fiat, they know it's made out of nothing. But when we hear that, when the public hears that trillions of dollars are being given to central banks, or that central banks are giving trillions of dollars to private banks, those private banks are the public component of the very same private bank, the Federal Reserve. It's a consortium or a combine. So they take our tax money to give their fiat value. They pay it to themselves. And to pay them our tax money, we then have to pay interest. So we're not just paying in the money we give them for nothing. Then we have to pay interest for the pleasure of giving them the money. I mean, this is a Ponzi scheme of all Ponzi schemes to the power of infinity.
It's absolutely amazing. And it's happening right out in front of us. And it's, and they realize that they can do this because, as Adolf Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to pull it off. And this is right in front of us. The Federal Reserve Board has the Treasury, orders the Treasury to print up, quote, money. And the Treasury takes paper and ink and prints this stuff up. And then the Fed pays the Treasury about 2.5 or 3 cents on the dollar. And then they lend it to the Federal Reserve regional banks, and then they lend it to the other banks. And now they're not even doing that because they're starting to monetize the debt, which we'll go into in a little bit. But these banks get money from the Fed, and then they can lend it out at a 10-to-1 level. So let's say that they get $10 billion so that they then can lend out $90 billion. And then when they get that some of that money
start
back.
Start over on that.
Okay. So let's say that a bank gets $100 billion from the Federal Reserve. And then they start lending that out at a 9-to-1 level. So it's $900 billion that they can lend out that's on their books. But then they get the money back, and they put that in their, quote, reserves, and then they can lend that out again. So their book value is not $100 billion. It's not $900 billion. It's 72 times the original amount that they have in. And this all starts with nothing. Paper and ink, and then they get the interest from the industries, from the small businesses, from the auto dealers, from the people cutting lawns, from you and me, that comes back. And it is money out of thin air. And the multiplication factors on this are so monstrous And the multiplication factors used to be much smaller. It was still wrong then, but then they upped it and upped it and upped it and upped it. And now for every dollar that comes into a private bank, they can multiply, if they do their work properly, by 72 times. This is true insanity, considering that there is nothing there to begin with.
And that's where derivatives come in. They need to keep pumping the bubble so they can skim the money off the top and buy real assets. And when it finally implodes, they leave us with the black hole of debt. They run off with all the real assets and say, we'll save you. We'll bring in a complete world tyranny and regulate every facet of your life and give you hundreds of new carbon taxes on everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we're going to fix everything. I mean, just amazing. So let's talk about where this is going, what this is going to do, how this is going to end. When we get back with George Humphrey, economist, author, lecturer, former Austin City Council member, and most important, my good buddy, coming up. He's in the current Obama deception, but he's also going to be in the new Obama film that's out July 4th. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Coming up a little bit later in the next hour, we'll open the phones up for all of you that are holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, I'm Alex Jones. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're simulcasting for all our great PrisonPlanet.tv members on the TV end with the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. George Humphrey with us till the end of the transmission today. And I got a million questions for you, George. So we were getting up to the point of explaining, and I know most of the audience knows this, but your neighbors, your friends, your family, they just think the bankers screwed up and, boy, we got to give them all this money and it's financial terrorism. They say, give us all this power or everything's going to end, everything's going to fall apart. when they're all rubbing their hands together, laughing, giggling, writing white papers, how they engineered it, laughing at how they're going to destroy the middle class. I mean, this is how we knew all this was going to happen, because these guys all bragged about it. And we'd say, look at this book. Look at this document. They wrote it. They're going to do this. You know, George, you know, wrote books about this 12 years ago. And now it's all here. And he said the derivatives. I mean, I remember listening to books on tape you made, you know, in 1998, driving around in my car, and hearing you talk about derivatives. And I mean, you're an economist. So they knew they were setting this up. So let's go back to George. Break down how this fiat system works and how it's going to end, what they want to set up through making us dependent.
Well, the fiat system is a system of theft. And it's been around for a long, long time, and that's why in the Bible is that there are 17 references against usury. But the reality is that the central bankers realize that by using fiat currency is that they can create so-called money out of nothing. They can create so-called money out of nothing. And if they can convince the people that they have something of value, which they have done, and a fiat is simply means the declaration of the king or the president. And so that's why we call it fiat currency. And so what was done is that in 1913, with the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking Act, is that the Federal Reserve was created. And of course, all of you, I'm sure, are aware the Federal Reserve is not federal. There's no reserves, and it is owned by European bankers for the most part. It's never been accounted. The GAO has never been able to come in and take a look at it. And what they do is that they, and according to Greenspan, they are a completely independent agency that is above the law of the United States. And Greenspan just said this last week on television. It's just truly amazing. And so what they do is that they order the Treasury to print up money. Now, money for them is just basically paper and ink. Then they take this so-called money and lend it to the Federal Reserve regional banks in Dallas and New York and San Francisco and Denver and around the country. And then they lend that money to the, quote, private banks, which at this time are becoming nationalized very, very quickly. And so when they lend this money to the private banks, is that they get a certain interest back. But then the private banks can put that on their books. And let's say that they borrow $1 billion. They can lend out $10 billion. And then as the people start paying that money back, and let's say they pay that money back, then they can lend that out again at another percentage. And so after a period of time, the bank that has borrowed $1 billion, which is out of thin air in the first place, which is basically paper and ink, has assets on their books of 72 times. So a bank that has borrowed $1 million after, let's say, a year and a half or 2 years, has up to $70 billion on their books. Now, clearly, there's nothing there as far as real value. However, for all the many, many thousands of people that they have lent the money to, they have to pay back the principal plus the interest.
All right, stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
George Humphrey is our guest. Your calls are coming up at about the 20 after. I got a lot of questions I want to go over with George. So it's all fiat currency. About 1.5% of all the fiat money they've got out there in zeros and ones and computers is physical paper money. You've got people then who lose their houses, their cars, their lives for just made-up fiat, but it's a contract they've signed, so it's through contract fraud. So this is a institutional fraud. This is an institutional fraud that makes Madoff, who was one of the top guys in this, you know, look like a choir boy. George, I want to go through a whole, you know, section of important questions here, but we've just witnessed what I would call one of the most important dates in the march of world government, this world tyranny. They're openly agreed today, $1.5 trillion for this new international body to issue their own monetized IMF World Bank super currency, that the United States will now fully go under the control of this system as every other nation will. They're calling it a world government. They're saying, and suddenly, Yetien Davignon in the EU Observer gave an interview. This is up on Infowars.com. And he bragged. It says that suddenly they're admitting world government, Bilderberg. They say, oh, at a meeting in June in Europe of the Bilderberg Group, an informal club of leading politicians, businessmen, and thinkers chaired by Mr. Davignon, could also improve understanding on future action the same way it helped create the euro in the 1990s, he said. And it says, he goes on to say, when we were having debates on the euro, people at Bilderberg events could explain why it was worth taking risk, and others for whom the formal policy was not believed in it yet, were not obliged not to listen and had to stand up and come up with real arguments. So, and we've gotten some Bilderberg documents before where they admit they set up the euro, but here they are admitting it. This is the group behind the European Union, the American Union, North American Union, you know, all of these things that are happening. So that's my question for you now. And then what will this system look like if they're successful? Why now is Fox News and CNN coming out and saying it is a world government? We will be ruled by a group of private bankers, but it's good. Or some of the shows say it might be bad. You know, all these years they knew this. So what does it mean now to have them emerging and admitting it?
Well, quite clearly, the G20 meeting that is taking place right now is the vortex of energy for the movement toward a total world bank and thus, and very shortly, a world government. They realize, the Illuminati realize, that with the impetus, with the momentum of the election of Barack Obama, and he is just one of the most amazing actors in the history of Western politics. He's much ahead of Ronald Reagan. Is that they have to act very, very quickly, because very, very quickly also the people of this world are waking up to the reality of the facade and the deception of Obama and his administration. And you and I have been aware of this for a long, long, long time, is that their tentacles are going out further and further and further, and that this G20 meeting is nothing more than creating a world bank right now. Now, if that happens, and the United States dollar no longer is the reserve currency of this world, Katie, bar the door for all the families, for all the businesses, for all the people of the United States. We have prospered for the last 50 years because the U.S. dollar was the reserve currency. And because of massive, massive greed, because of massive incompetence, because of theft, and because of every sort of shenanigans you can think of, the U.S. Treasury and the Fed have completely and 100% debased not only the economy of this nation, but the retirements and the future, economic future for the people of this country. This is really, really big stuff, friends. And this situation is so, so much bigger than 99% of the people in this country understand.
Well, the elite admit this is a world revolution, a scientific dictatorship. Let's come back, run through a laundry list of important questions I've got for you, then take calls for the balance of this transmission right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. George Humphrey in studio. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Studied the New World Order, their own writings, their own statements. What will life be like under the New World Order if they're able to get the full system in place, this global regulatory micromanaging system?
Wow, that's a big question, Alex. And it's one that is, we really don't know. But we do know this, that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This we know. Now, the question is whether our slave masters would be liberals in which they would just allow us to be and they would have full control of us, but they would cut off all of our freedoms and give us things like sports and entertainment to keep us occupied.
By the way, as you know, they have open discussions about that in major globalist publications.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Or whether they're going to be more tyrannical, in which they have repeatedly said that they need to cull the population down to less than a billion. That means that 5 out of every 6 people of this planet would be eliminated. Now, when you think about these concepts, they seem so far out. How could somebody like Barack Obama, who seems to have such kind eyes, be part of this? But all we have to do is go back in history, not 5,000 years or 2,000 years or even 500 years, but just in the last century. When Stalin came in, he eliminated over 25 million people of his own nation. He completely closed off the Ukraine and starved to death 14 million Russians because they weren't going along with his policies. Mao Zedong, another very, very charismatic guy, comes in and promises a new way, a better life. 5 years later, 55 to 60 million educated and working Chinese people had been exterminated. So to believe that this cannot happen is just denial. Now, that's why Alex is here. That's why I'm here. That's why you're listening. My intention and my focus is not to let us go down that path. We are not an ounce of prevention. It's going to take a lot more of an ounce of prevention right now is worth a pound of cure. But it's going to take the combined efforts of everyone, not just Alex and myself or David Icke or whoever, but you, the people listening out there, to first get yourself informed and to realize the real severity, the real seriousness, the reality of this point of time in our world. And all the prophecies for the last 4,000 years have pointed to this period of time. Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Hopi Indians, Nostradamus, the whole group of people. But it doesn't take a prophecy to understand of the incredible first economic, then political, then cultural danger or changes that are taking place. Now, if we react in fear, and we're going to go right down their path, because quite clearly they have more money, they have more guns, they have more organization, but we have the secret weapon up our sleeves, and that is the universal truth. That is what many of us call God. Because God doesn't create junk, and the universal creator of this planet doesn't want us to wipe ourselves out. We don't need to go down this road. And we have plenty of brain power, we have plenty of courage, and we have plenty of ability to turn this thing around. But we have to do it right now. And it starts with correct information. Then it takes a determination that you are going to stand up for what is right and just, and to connect with your friends, your family, your coworkers, to educate them. And then it is to organize people. And we have the Constitution, the Republic, history on our side. We are not the bad guys in this situation.
That's right. The globalists have been able to take over Russia with no history of freedom, China and others. It's going to be a lot tougher. That's why they've moved slower. They've incrementally tried to federalize the local areas. They've tried to slowly twist us, and I don't see them getting away with this too easily. Can you speak specifically to the issue that so many people before us, and then today, and what we've been doing for the last 15 years or so, you longer, the fact that we did read the globalist documents, we did warn people, the power of the fact that we planted those seeds, they're now sprouting. There's never been such an awakening, and planting seeds now, people, some of them won't listen, but as the next phase of what we say comes true, because we have their own blueprint, then our credibility gets even greater, and that in that is going to be our victory. Doesn't mean we're not going to go deep into the battle in the arena. Doesn't mean a lot of us aren't going to make it through this. It means that you have to understand this is part of destiny, humanity, a human choice, bigger than even the individual, in the whole development of the human species. This is what makes us strong, the wheat from the chaff, you know, the gold from the lesser metals. This is the purification. This is the great test. This is the great culmination, the great battle, as humans prepare to become a type one civilization, meaning survival of the species off planet. As we prepare, literally like a caterpillar about to turn into a butterfly, the globalists don't want that going to the next level.
Well, absolutely, Alex, and you say it so well. And quite clearly, this is a situation that has been going on for a long, long time. People such as George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, Mr. Ford from the Ford Motor Company, Charles Lindbergh, John Kennedy, Barry Goldwater, all were very clear about the dangers of globalism and the New World Order. And that's why our founding fathers, to a person, wrote about the decentralization of power, the keeping power in the states and returning power to the individuals. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. And is our Constitution perfect? No, but it's probably the best Constitution and the best republic that has ever been created on this planet. And I, for one, am 100% behind the concepts and the higher ideals of our republic. Now, the question is, is what are we going to do about this? And the first thing is that we have to wake up. There are clearly people out there. There are clearly these souls out there that have what I consider to be a vampire consciousness. They believe that the only way that they are going to survive is by sucking the blood or the nutrition or the life force from others. And it is actually that bizarre at one different level. Now, clearly, then there are the other people, such as Alex and myself, who realize that this universe is infinite. There is infinite love. There is infinite abundance. There is infinite ability for all of us on this planet to live a healthy, positive, meaningful life if we work together with cooperation and under the rule of law. Laws that are equal and just for all people, just like in the Republic. And that is what we are on the side of real law. The people who are in Washington, who have all the guns, all the money, are breaking the laws right in front of us. Now, in the vampire consciousness, they also have a rule that they have to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. And there was a movie about 10 years ago called Wag the Dog, in which it showed about how President Clinton had to create a war to get out of a situation with his intern. This movie was in the can 6 months before Bosnia or any of the other escapades took place. They always, these people in the Illuminati, are under a very deep secret societies that have their own laws. And they do tell us what they're going to do. And Alex and others have read these things, and we know what they want to do. It is not just about money. It's about power. Let me repeat that again. It's not just about money. They're taking our money, and they've got our money now. Now it's about power. Now, the question is that they can only take our power is if we give it to them. And clearly, I and many, many other hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions of people, are becoming aware and saying, no, you're not going to do that. This is my life. This is my state. This is my country. This is my world. And we're not going to play your games. And friends, when I first became aware of this, it scared the heck out of me. But then as time went on, I found all these wonderful and vibrant new people, people who were alive in their spirit, who had beautiful hearts, who were so much, instead of just talking about how about those Longhorns or how about those Rangers or how about, you know, whatever it was, all the draft, you know, and I'm a sports fan. I'm a total sports junkie. But there's bigger and more exciting things to talk about also. And there is no better game in the world right now. And I say game in a very fanciful way.
It's life and death.
It's life and death. This is a very serious situation.
Well, that's what the British overlords in open books they write call how they play countries off against each other, how they control both parties, the manipulation. They call it the great game.
Absolutely. And it is a great game. It's like a chessboard game to them. Because for them, human life has no value. Again, for them, most of the people who are in the epicenter of the Illuminati, the power elite, are basically atheist. They're materialistic, secular atheist. And I have a different point of view about life. I believe that life is divine. I believe it is spiritual. I believe it is loving. And I believe that there is purpose. And every single person on this planet has a purpose and a reason for being here.
And then you take up that destiny to truly go to the next level. You're not truly living until you do that. We got a break. Come back. Your phone call straight ahead. George Humphrey in studio with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day.
Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Okay, Ravel, Nathan, Brian, Mark, Sean, and others, we're going to your calls right now. Then folks will have to wait until the second Obama film comes out to hear all these questions. I've got about 50 of them here for you, George. We're going to rock it through after the show. But Ravel in Pennsylvania, you are on the air. Welcome.
We went through this the last time I called.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to give George headphones. Is there a pair there on the ground for you, George? They must have run off with them after they had them plugged in. Will somebody get George some headphones? Okay, Ravel, go ahead and ask me a question while we're getting him headphones.
Okay, the census. They're putting millions of dollars into refining the census, censing us, because people are homeless and the foreigners, you know, whatever, immigrants, whatever. And they're trying, they said that they were going to take the stimulus money and take millions of dollars and put it into the census. Has anybody considered why they're suddenly coming out with that? While you're talking trillions of dollars, no one's going to notice a few million going into a census. That might be a huge deal.
I have the complete answer for you since you asked the question. Would you like me to tell you exactly what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, your instincts are correct there. Remember the big battle in 2000 when they said the census now isn't just how many people live in your house. But it's a 54-question deal, and then one out of six families got a multi-hundred one saying, do you own firearms? What type of toilet do you have? And what stocks and bonds do you have? And then they get, and they start doing a business census and a farming census. And in the Constitution, they can only ask how many people live here to apportion the states to decide how many members of the House of Representatives do your state get for representation in voting. That's why California has the most members of Congress, because they have the biggest population. Texas has the second amount, and then Florida, and so on and so forth. That's all the census is for. Now the census is this Fifth Amendment violating. You're not supposed to be able to answer questions, even under torture. And they just mail you it. And then I got the big 54 question. I think every three homes got that. Every six homes got the multi-hunter one. I was hearing everybody talking about it. I got in the mail the 54 question. And I said, me and my wife live here. It was my girlfriend at the time. We're now married. I said, there's two people here. And I filled it out, mailed it back. And a young punk came to my door. And I'll never forget, he parked halfway out in the street, kind of blocking the road over there where I lived. I told the story on air. And I even have video of it somewhere, never aired it. I got a video camera. I go to the door and go, what do you want? And he goes, listen, he has a little badge. He goes, you're going to be arrested if you don't fill this out. I go, show me the law. He goes, what's the law? And I said, no, here's the census form. It says you've only got to answer this question, and it threatens you with law. Up at the top of the form, it's a legal fraud.
Right.
But down here, there's all these questions. I'm not answering it. Get out of here. And he wouldn't leave. And I stepped out, and I said, did you hear me? I'm going to call the police. But see, most people buckle. And so now they're saying it's going to be first a yearly census, now a monthly census. And you're just going to have constant questions from the government. They threaten. And just like there's no law to take vaccines, but they say, we'll arrest you if you don't do this. George, you want to comment on that?
Well, it's in the Constitution, and the Constitution is very clear, and you can't ask any other questions about who lives in your household, period, paragraph, end of sentence. And either we have a Constitution or we don't have a Constitution. And it's like if you're playing a game of cards, does four of a kind beat two pair? Of course it does. But if they change the rules in the middle of the game, you get cheated. And I personally like the rules of the Constitution that are equal and just for all people.
It's dog training. They just constantly, with peer pressure and with a badge, with a uniform, you know, just say, this is the way it is.
Well, it's absolute intimidation, and it's also mind control together with ignorance. And I really want to stress the fact that the people of this nation are far, far more controlled subconsciously than they have any idea about. And this has been going on for years and years and years through the television, through our schools, through the food we eat, through all the political correctness. And the people of this country don't even realize how enslaved they are.
Absolutely. Ravel, your instincts are correct. Anything else? Okay, Nathan in Seattle. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks. I was calling because I wanted to plug... wanted to know if you ever had Ellen Brown on. And next thing was that I'm also calling because I don't really agree with George. I'm an atheist patriot, and I think the kind of rhetoric he's talking about is not really helpful. Because
well, sir, he wasn't saying, hold on a minute. He wasn't saying you are New World Order. He was saying how the globalists identify most of themselves. I mean, correct, George?
Correct. And part of the Constitution is freedom of religion and beliefs. And if that is your belief, so be it. That's not my belief. But if I believe in the Constitution and real freedom, I allow you to be a Lutheran or a Catholic or a Jew or an atheist, and we can all live together.
Nathan, do you want to come back and make any more comments?
Yes.
All right, I'll put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after this quick break. Long segment coming up. Tons of time to take your calls and a lot more with George Humphrey. But, yeah, don't let me forget in our extended interview we're going to do about mind control, because this film's going to talk about how they program people, you know, all the different levels of programming.
Yeah.
Left-right paradigm, you know, all of this that's going on that keeps people in the dark.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airwaves of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation Infusion System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including postnasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. Sinupulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to take calls at the end of the show from Nathan, Brian, Mark, Sean, Shane, and others. Tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Before we do that, one of them is Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is a place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in their your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. It's a great new way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sales maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is the time to take action with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link on InfoWars.com and look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love the site. It's HomeGain.com. Another one of our fine sponsors is SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite as they buy them up and put them in these huge seed vaults. and the UN is involved with that as well. So Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open pollinated seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. Getting independent is the way to go. Plus, gardening is just great. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. And lastly, and then straight to your calls, pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then that's my point. School of Phenomenal Memory, P-Memory, the letter P-Memory.net. Proven results from one lesson guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need to know, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory attention and thinking speed. Go to PimMemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials. Download free ebooks explaining how memory really works and get 10% off by mentioning myself, Alex Jones. School of Phenomenal Memory, www.pmemory.net. Or you can click on the banner at Infowars.com. And again, it's those sponsors are all great, and they also make this radio show possible. I tell you, the time just flies when you're exposing the New World Order. Let's go back to Nathan. Okay, your issue with George is saying the elite claim they're atheists. They're really Luciferians. They don't want us being on the spiritual side. But he wasn't saying all atheists are with the New World Order. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that completely, because there's this mindset that atheists don't have morals, and when you really get down to it, morals is about the healthiness of people, you know, and
yeah, but who's going to set that healthiness? You know, every time a European country votes to say we don't want to be part of the European Union, they say no, we're not letting you leave because you don't know, you're not educated, we know best. See, so there's this attitude of, you know, the elite are saying what their morals are, and if you look what their morals are, death, destruction, enslavement with a nice sugar coating. So all I'm saying is look at, and people can say, well, look how Christianity's been used for mass murder or Islam or any of this. That is, again, always these people using that for that.
Yeah, well, that's the point. It's that morality is outside of religion as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, even if you don't consider it to be outside of religion, the main thing is it's not really hard to find. You don't have to tell your kid, you know, don't stick dirt in your mouth. You know, that's part of morality too. You know, it's not very complicated in a way. It's either it's helping people or it's not helping people.
Yeah, but I mean, sir, there's all these other dimensions. The mathematics experts, the mathematicians have proven there's this very narrow spectrum that we live in, and I mean, just to say that, you know, I don't believe there's any higher power or anything greater. I mean, if you've studied where the Earth is, how it's positioned, you know, its moon is just the right size, and all these other mathematical, and they say, well, that's just because we're alive here, because we're the one spot in the universe where this, you know, one out of 50 trillion actually happened. And I mean, the numbers are greater than that. All I'm saying is, look, you could be an atheist all day long or an agnostic. And I don't blame people looking at mainline churches and, you know, becoming atheist because they're so evil. But the larger issue here is the elites really do believe in spiritual systems, and they are always attempting to get people to not look at that or to go into kind of the mainline paradigms. George, you want to talk about it?
Well, I completely agree with you, and there's 2 points. First, to our listener, I think the most important thing, as a patriot, you agree that all people in this country have the right to their own beliefs, whether they believe in God, whether they say they're a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist or an atheist, and that in a republic, we should allow that and we should be able to work together. And I think you and I are together on that. Is that correct?
I'm not together with you on is that, you know, the gold standard. That seems to have like a religious, you know, pseudo kind of thing behind it. And when you look at it, it's, you know, if a guy shows up in town with a silver dollar and the silver dollar makes it all the way back to the guy, it doesn't really matter whether it was a silver dollar or, you know, seashells or whatever. The point
but see, a seashell doesn't have a real inherent value.
Yeah.
Silver and gold has always, you know, has a value for industrial means and many other things.
Alex, even on our show, when you were on there, when you were the Money Masters guy, you said that you weren't necessarily down for the, you know, silver.
No, gold. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we could have a fiat system, and I'm open for debate on that. I'm just saying to say that gold and silver don't have an inherent value, they do.
I'm not saying that either. I think they have a good long-term.
Let me just stop you because we made a mistake during the break and quit taping. We're taping in there, aren't we? We're taping on that deck. Then it's not a crisis. Don't worry about it. Okay, sorry, sir. Go ahead.
So, yeah, if they have a long-term value, and I think any system that has a financial, you know, system in it, that you should have gold and silver for long-term, but I think also it makes sense to have,
you know, Nathan, money. I hear you. I mean, I got to move on. You know, so much of what happens is we end up arguing with each other over these side issues. And I'm not saying gay marriage isn't a side issue or abortion isn't a side issue, or I'm saying for the elite they are. They want us fighting all day over all these issues that, you know, that aren't in the overall plan of we have a tyrannical world government run by a bunch of murdering eugenicists. And you know, all these people I talk to, oh, the bankers are corrupt. I agree things are getting bad, but Obama's going to fix it when he's bought and paid for by them, George.
Well, there's no question is that Obama is a perfect Trojan horse for these people. He is the most charismatic. He's the most articulate. He's just awesome. He was the perfect pick by the Illuminati to carry their water. And that just makes the game a lot more interesting, and it makes it a lot more dangerous, because if Brother McCain had gotten elected, it would have been easy to pick him apart. And I agree with Alex. At this time, we need to set our priorities, and we need to stay focused, and we need to keep on track of what's really important, because survival is what it's all about right now.
Absolutely. Let's take another call. Brian in Colorado. I got to hurry through these. We'll never get to them all. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener since 2002. Also, Prison Planet member, TV.
Thank you.
TV member. Hey, I've got a theory here, and I think it's credible. And if you can give me a second to, or a minute to connect the dots and put out all the dots out there. Now, we've talked, or you've talked about the 80% of the world population reduction, what they want to do. And I believe personally that if this is what they're going to try to do, they're going to do it through an airborne virus type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if 20% of the population was resistant to that airborne virus? Okay. You've had a doctor on your show that she stated that these airborne viruses are fairly vulnerable and they're short-lived in the air. Now, this is where I'm getting into my theory. What if those airborne viruses were to enter into the body into a toxic environment, such as a smoker's lung? Now, nicotine has been used as a pesticide for many years, and there's been this war against smokers. I mean, we got this new tax, and they're trying to get us to quit smoking for whatever reason. So, do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh yeah, cigarettes are a magic elixir. I don't agree with you. Certainly, look. The establishment is going to carry out controlled bio attacks that are smaller to lock us down and train us that they're our saviors and going to protect us from the next bio attack.
Well, they're already doing it right now. All you have to do is look up in the air and look at the chemtrails. I mean, I was just out in California 2 weeks ago, and I was outside. The weather is exactly the same every single day. Day one, totally clear. Day two, totally clear. Day three, totally clear. Day four, the planes are spraying all over. And I look at the people, look up. The next day, clear. The next fourth day. It's all tic-tac-toe, and you can see it.
And it's at like 5,000 feet on a hot day, and it's not ice crystals. It doesn't dissipate. And then there's all these universities now admitting they're doing weather modification. Sir, I'm not. They want to go after smoking because they want to put taxes on it and control it. And it sounds good to have socialism to, you know, take our rights for a good issue, a good cause. They're going to hit us with cocktails of things, sodium fluoride in the water, cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're hitting us at a lot of different levels, but I appreciate your call, Brian. And no question is a bad question. I just don't think smoking is protecting us, so they don't want us smoking because they're going to do that. A lot of studies show you actually get more airborne things in your lungs when you do smoke because it breaks them down. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, George and Alex. Great to speak with you. George, thank you also for, you know, your great heart and your great articulation of the important issues through the years. George, as as Alex has so recently well documented, we have mass graves being dug for us around the country, and there are millions of plastic coffins being delivered to FEMA storage areas, which have been ordered by the Centers for Disease Control. And the federal government has prepared enough bird flu vaccinations ready and waiting to use on all of us. George, in your view, how do these activities by the federal government fit into their overall plans for the American people? And what do you see as the time when they will use their biological warfare on us all relative to their overall agenda of this country's total destruction?
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind words.
Yes, sir.
Boy, nobody knows the exact dates, but we do know that the federal government, which is not really our government, this is not our government, it is a corporation controlled by the Federal Reserve, has already been poisoning us intentionally through the vaccines, through the chemtrails, through the fluoride in our water, through the misinformation, and on and on and on and on, to weaken the people. And as Thomas Paine said, the beacon of freedom in the United States can be the beacon of freedom for the whole world, and the Illuminati do not want this. And so they are smart enough. Now, the neocons were really pushing the schedule. Now, Obama, I don't know how fast they're going to go, because
they're going with the financial implosion.
They're using that stage crisis, and this situation, we are going to have massive debt deflation for a much longer period of time than what we're being told, because there is no way in the world that even if they issue $20 or $25 trillion of this bailout money, can they sop up all of this debt derivative debt. And that's just a fact. And they're just putting plasma into a dead man right now, trying to get this thing going. Unless they get the toxic elements out of the system, the economy cannot recover. That's just a fact. Now, when the real shinola is going to hit the fan, it's hard to tell. But right now, today, as we speak, the G20 countries are meeting, and they're planning on a world currency, a world bank, and world government. And this is not theory, as you know. I mean, it sounds like you've really, really done your homework. And the question is that we know that it's coming. All you have to do is extend the lines of what's there. The question is what can you and I and Alex and the others do to derail this train? Because we believe in something better for our families, better for our grandchildren and our children, but also for ourselves. And I guarantee you that if enough good people come together, we can derail this thing, and that we can shift to a higher level of consciousness.
But the biggest issue is we have to face the horror. It's hard for people to admit we have this criminal of an elite.
Absolutely.
And that this is really happening. It's hard to believe as a parent that there are really people who want to kidnap your kids and go torture them.
Well, the mind control is just so amazing. And there is a psychological term called cognitive dissonance. And it is a very, very real psychological thing, that when a person invests their time, energy, or money into a concept, and then they see it's wrong, is that physically they have a very difficult time of changing courses. It's just like in the movie The Matrix, when Neo goes into the construct and he realizes this is all an illusion, and that this is all just, you know, it's not what it appears, and he comes out, he gets physically sick. And I remember when I first became aware of the New World Order, I became physically ill. It was that big of a shock to my system. And as Winston Churchill said, almost every man at some time in their life is knocked down by the truth. 99% of them get up, dust themselves off, and walk away like nothing has happened. 1% will really figure out what's going and do something about it. And it sounds like, my friend, that you are aware of what's going on, and you and your friends are doing something about it. And it's going to take the combined work of the people all over this country, all over this world, to say no to this insanity.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much for the call. Sean, we got to hurry here. Sean in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hey there. Good day to you, Alex and George. You guys made a profound remark about how under the globalist system of thought, they believe that they are obligated to warn the public. And And I want to ask both of you guys, have you seen this comic series that's been published in the London Telegraph called Blackjack?
Yeah, Steve Watson's written a three-part series on Blackjack, where the New World Order stages all the terror attacks, nukes going off to bring in world government, and they won't say where it came from. Just a major paper just publishes this in a way of letting you know, we are going to set off nukes, we're the government, and the government's going to stage the attacks.
Absolutely true.
I find it very strange that the paper does not disclose the name of the author.
No, and they do on all the other times. Guys, pull up Blackjack during the break after we show some of the visual ads for the sponsors. We'll come out with Blackjack, the comic. It's not a comic, it's just a visual thing. Martial law, too. They show you martial law going to FEMA camps.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Way up north,
up to Alaska.
Way up north,
up to
Alaska. North to
Alaska,
go north. Bless your song.
North to Alaska,
go north to rush your song.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner and brother.
All right, let's try to get in as many callers as we can right now. Let's talk to Shane in Denver. Shane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for having me. I'd like to cover real quick, Stanley Myers HHO Energy. It's, we can convert these cars to run off water. We're using stainless steel jars and, stainless steel and mason jars.
Okay.
And this has been an application since, the early 70s. There's actually a video surfing.
No, I've seen it, but I mean, do you have any comments or questions for George Humphrey?
Actually, my main concern with the G20 summit is, in their mass producing Terminator seeds and providing them to third world countries in Africa, and it's going to cause a mass starvation. On your video with the Obama deception, I noticed on Rockefeller's car, he was talking about ethanol. That's going to cause mass starvation throughout the United States as well. It's not an alternative. It's horrible. You have to harvest the organs of the plant. You're only
this caller's real low. Can you guys boost him up for me? Maybe he's fine on air, but I'm having trouble hearing him. Interesting, sir. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have a caller who disagrees. They go to the head of the line. Mark in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I think you and George are doing a wonderful job. I think you have a huge hole in your intellect. You compromise way too much with people who claim to be atheists, Gnostics, and agnostics. Both of you need to buy and read a book called The Answers Book 2 from answersingenesis.org and quit the compromising. God bless you for your work, and I'm hanging up.
All right. Look, we're not compromising, but I always have a group call me up and say, you got to bash Jews, or you got to bash Catholics, you got to bash blacks, you got to bash Hindus, you got to bash this. I got a news show, and I'm here doing a news show. It's not one of these little specialty shows where people just cover one thing all day. I'm here covering world government being set up and cancer viruses in the vaccines and chemtrail spraying and giant FEMA camps being built, admittedly with plastic coffins and people in denial. And a guy called up saying that we were saying that all atheists were running the New World Order. We said, no, we're saying the elitists claim they're atheists. So, I mean, there's so much intellectual dishonesty out there or simplicity. It's like, people always email me and they say, you have a sponsor selling tasers, but you say it's wrong when the police taser people. No, I'm saying it's wrong when a pregnant lady doesn't move quick enough and they taser. Or the guy's on the ground going, don't taser me, bro. It's the misuse of it. It's like people that are anti-gun say, we got to ban all guns because people get killed with them. No, it's the misuse of the gun. I mean, I'm not against police having guns. I don't want them misusing them. I'm not against citizens having guns. I don't want them misusing them. You know, that's the whole issue. And so I get that. It's like there's no psychological, differential to, you know, because the other guy thought we were saying he was part of the New World Order. And then the other guy thought we were endorsing atheism, George. I mean, you can't win.
That's the price of freedom sometimes. And the point is that if we do live in a truly free constitutional republic, we have to allow different points of view. And that's just the way it is. And that's a great thing. Having these discussions and these debates are great. And at the same time, as Alex says, we've got more important fish to fry. There's a bunch of folks out there who are getting ready to create a world government and try and really stuff us. And that's where I've got my attention.
Now, we're out of time. Jason Burmese will be sitting in tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then he'll be back tomorrow night, 9 to midnight. So he'll be on tonight, the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight. Be sure and join him for that. Please tell folks about Jason's show. It's getting really popular. And quite a few stations picking it up. If stations are listening, we pick up my show. We pick up the Info Warrior. Check it out, 9 to midnight central at GCN. Up there on the Star Guide satellite. Details at the Info Warrior or InfoWarrior.com. George Humphrey, I want to thank you for coming in, brother.
Alex, it's so great to be here. And I'll tell you, all your friends, go and get the Obama deception right now.
I really am proud of it. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. See you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.